This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They deny they did anything wrong, but Penn State's athletic director and the university vice president have stepped down and will go to court later today.
The two are accused of covering up allegations that retired Penn State football defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky sexually abused at least 8 underage boys over a 15-year period. Legendary coach Joe Paterno said he's shocked by the charges brought against his former defensive coordinator and deeply saddened that someone he thought he knew may have harmed young people. In Harrisburg, Bob Hauer, Fox News Radio.
Is Conrad Murray guilty? His jury will deliberate some more today, deciding if Michael Jackson's doctor gave the pop star a fatal dose of a sedative. Greece is looking for a new leader, and there is still concern about its debt crisis across Europe. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklyn live in London.
Yes, Greece getting a government of national unity and trying to pick a new prime minister today. That is all intended to bring consensus on the spending cuts and international bailout there. But investors are unsure. Major stock markets here in Europe taking hits today. And it's one of the reasons that Italy's borrowing costs are rocketing, fueling fears Italy too might need a bailout. Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is seen as lacking the support needed for reforms. A confidence vote expected this week, Dave.
Alistair, a federal judge in Miami holds a hearing today on a possible settlement in a lawsuit against Bank of America claiming that the bank charged excessive overdraft fees. The bank recently dropped a controversial plan to have a $5 a month transaction fee on debit transactions. They're still shaken up in Oklahoma.
I don't feel comfortable about today and tonight in the next few days because there's rumbling.
That's after a big earthquake, the biggest ever recorded there over the weekend, and a foreshock ahead of it. Many aftershocks later, there was damage, only minor injuries, though, for two people. The cost to fill up has gone down.
Gasoline prices slipped 4 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks.
That's despite rising oil prices. Self-serve regular and analyst Trilby Lundberg's nationwide survey now at $3.43 a gallon. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Dog nappings are on the rise. Is the bad economy to blame?
Scientists find a chemical in shoelaces that could make your feet fall off.
Freedom? The zombie apocalypse could be right around the corner. Are you prepared?
Enough bad news already. Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news for you. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%, APR 4.22%. That's right. These are some of the lowest rates that we've seen in decades. It's nice to know that among some of the doom and gloom, we can still try and help you lower your mortgage payment. And that means extra cash back in your pocket where it belongs. Ready to take advantage of some of these great low rates? Give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. Because at Quicken Loans, everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Our advertisers keep us in business, so we'd like for you to remember them and their messages. Links to the commercials you hear on I Heard It on WTAW.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Does a promise, a pledge, or an oath mean anything? Do honesty, ethics, and integrity matter? To Aggie graduate Bob Yancey, they do, and always have. As a student at Texas A&M, Bob Yancey lived by the Aggie Code of Honor, which states that an Aggie does not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. Bob Yancey still lives by that Aggie Code of Ethics today. That's why Bob Yancey signed the Texas Ethics Commission Code of Fair Campaign Practices, pledging to run a positive campaign. And he's done exactly that. While others play the politics of tear down, Bob Yancey wages a positive campaign about building a better Texas. A proven conservative and job-creating business leader, Bob Yancey will stop wasteful spending, fight illegal immigration, and stand up to Obama. Leading with honesty, ethics, and integrity, Bob Yancey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. With your support, Hospice Brazos Valley continues to be the leader in palliative care, dedicated to improving our quality of care and the number of services we provide. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Years of practice, dedication in and out of the classroom, stamina, persistence, sacrifice. It all leads to this moment. The road to the championship continues. Don't miss the 2012 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball first and second rounds March 17th and 19th. Hosted by Texas A&M University College Station at Reed Arena. For information, visit ncaa.com/tickets.
Would you love to be a part of a Texas Christmas experience? Great news! Santa's Wonderland is now accepting applications for the coming Christmas season. Applications are online at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com. Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor. Santa's Wonderland is a Land of Lights Incorporated company and an equal opportunity employer, located in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
WTAW News Time is 6:05, 69 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today as we head toward a high of about 82, but increased chances of showers in tomorrow's forecast. We'll tell you more about that coming up after this first look at news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Brazos County Republican Party leaders are getting complaints about negative campaigning by candidates seeking the State House District 14 seat. Party Chairman Paul Rieger did not disclose who has violated the state's voluntary code of fair game practices, but Rieger has asked all three to reaffirm their commitments.
We haven't seen any statements yet, but Bill, we're hoping to see some of those shortly.
Rieger says a barrage of mailers, YouTube videos, and news reports have defamed one of the GOP candidates, the county party, and conservatives throughout the Brazos Valley.
The unfortunate thing is that negative campaigning usually works. However, there's... In this instance, we've had we've had so many phone calls we can't count, but the number of responses has been largely that this has been a major turnoff to voters.
Rieger says beginning with the next election, Republican candidates will be asked to sign a local version of the state's campaign policy. Violations could result in losing county support. A blind man who apparently broke into a mobile home on the city's west side is dead after being shot by the victim. Police say no charges have been filed, and an autopsy will be done to officially determine the cause of death of 28-year-old Pierre Richard Thomas. Officers responded Saturday during the midnight hour to the Country Village Mobile Home Park off Highway 21 east of FM 2818. The unidentified man living at the mobile home told officers the suspect broke a glass door to gain entry. When the suspect opened the bedroom door, the victim said he fired a pistol at the door. The suspect ran out and was found dead approximately 75 yards from the residence. The resident was not injured. The suspect in the latest Brazos County homicide is out of jail. That's after a judge lowered the $100,000 bond to $20,000. 27-year-old Brandon Richardson of Navasota is accused of killing 22-year-old Bryce Bennett of Brenham 2 weeks ago outside a bar south of Milliken. Prosecutors argued Richardson's original bond amount was reasonable and asked for special conditions if it was lowered. Richardson was released Friday with the requirements that he wear a GPS monitor, that he does not enter any bars, and has no contact with the victim's family. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says investigators continue to track down those in the crowd, estimated at more than 100 in the parking lot of Neal's Hideaway when shots were fired the early morning of October 22nd, but the sheriff said he does not expect any other arrests. The reorganization at Texas A&M University and the system office continues. The day after the Board of Regents approved reassignments involving three vice chancellors came the realignment of top financial positions as well. Chancellor John Sharp says B.J. Crane, who worked for both organizations, is now chief financial officer for the flagship campus only. Sharp named Greg Anderson the system's CFO. The chancellor, who was thanked during the Regents meeting for taking a voluntary pay cut of 5%, noted the work of the system office since his arrival.
I want to thank the system employees, the ones that work directly in the system office, because they've been working under a hiring freeze for the last month or so. Year over year, that has resulted in about $1.6 million in savings.
Sharp says the latest personnel changes followed consultation with A&M President Bowen Lofton. A Plantersville man is dead following a one-vehicle accident early Sunday in rural Grimes County. DPS says 25-year-old Chase Ryan Curtin was westbound on Highway 105 about 12 miles east of Navasota when he inexplicably left the roadway and overturned his pickup truck. Curtin was pronounced dead at the scene. He was not wearing a seatbelt. The accident remains under investigation. Those who regularly visit Brothers Pond Park in College Station have noticed an empty pond in recent weeks. The city's Colin Killian says water started returning Wednesday after debris was removed. On Friday, the Fire, Water Services, and Parks and Recreation Departments were involved in the refilling efforts.
Some of the people at the Fire Department noticed this was going on, and they said, well, we've got this training exercise we've got to do, and we're going to use probably between 5 and 10,000 gallons of water, so why don't we just move the location of that over near the park, and we'll let it drain into the gutters, and that'll empty into the park, and that'll help both of us out.
The pond was drained at the request of the police department as they looked for evidence in a murder investigation. And traffic around Texas A&M, the campus that is, and Northgate will become a little slower starting this morning. TxDOT has announced there will be various ramp and lane closures at the intersection of University Drive and Welborn Road. Construction will take place through much of the winter. Campus parking will also be affected. Details and maps of the affected areas are on our website. Just go to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is coming up on 610, 69 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Need t-shirts made for your student group, office staff, family reunion, team uniform, or church group? Then come to Monograms and More for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. They have their own in-house art department, so they can help you through every step of the process. Monograms and More has fast turnaround, quality apparel, and affordable pricing. Make sure and like Monograms and More on Facebook and call 693-7773. That's 693-7773 for more information, or check them out online at monograms-more.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
To show how easy it is to prepare for cold and flu season at Walmart, I stocked up. For just $1.97, I bought a box of new Kleenex Cool Touch tissues to soothe my sore nose. I've got some Abreva cold sore treatment. I'm taking a Halls Advanced Vapor Action Cherry cough drop. I just washed my hands with Lysol Healthy Touch antibacterial soap, and I'm wearing Breathe Right Advanced nasal strips on my nose for later. In fact, I'm so prepared, I'm going to be really disappointed if I don't get sick. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children. Prices subject to change.
Hey, good. 612, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY.
Through today, clouds and some occasional sun, fairly warm near 80. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm, especially west and north of us. Tonight could be a passing shower, 65 to 70. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms developing Tuesday. Some could be heavy with a high of 80. Showers ending Tuesday evening and then clearing, breezy and cooler overnight, a low near 50. We are cooler, drier on Wednesday. Sunshine, scattered clouds, 64 to 68. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
One more Big 12 championship trophy for the soccer trophy case. The A&M soccer team won the Big 12 tournament yesterday by beating previously undefeated Oklahoma State. They'll get their NCAA marching orders today. Hopefully, they won't have to march too far, if you know what I mean. We'll talk about that. We'll review what happened in Norman on Saturday and talk about the Aggies getting ready for Kansas State. The BCS rankings are out, and as you would expect, LSU, Oklahoma State, 1 and 2. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Missouri, by the way, it's official. They're in the SEC, or will be. All that and more coming up in sports.
Well, is that all? That's all you got? Huh?
Yeah,
that's,
like, all,
that's
got.
All you got?
Oh,
yeah.
No, I got more, but
no,
you know, for a tease, that's about it.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say that we know who would win the Oklahoma State College Football Championship. Man, did you watch?
You know, I didn't because we were driving back, but we were listening on radio. We were going back and forth from the field goal game to the
scoring game.
To the scoring game, yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oklahoma State says, oh, we need to go down and score again. Is that what it is? Is that what it's going to take? Well, then you missed. Chase, were you flipping back and forth? Or
didn't
you not caring?
Didn't flip very much. I was watching the SEC game. I'd rather see who we're going to play than who we are done with.
And I watched the SEC game yesterday, the replay of it.
Only half done with it.
Uh-huh.
We got to meet them Wildcats this week.
Yeah,
they do have a quarterback who likes to run the football.
They do, and they've lost two in a row, so they're in a bad way. Right?
I believe the season may be what you call a wash.
Yeah,
so I'm looking ahead.
Yeah.
But once again, then if that's the case, if you were at the SEC game, then you missed another great Musburger moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you did.
Really? Which quarterback was he calling by his first name?
Yeah, no, because and I was going back and forth, and I found the Oklahoma State game to be far more entertaining. just because they were just moving it up and down the field.
See, I was in a defensive mood because I'd seen another team move the ball up and down the field at will earlier
yeah,
in the day.
Understand. And, oh, but, you know, these guys really move it up and down the field. But we saw that from the first time we saw it.
I was
going to
say, I've seen that out of Gundy's team.
Yeah,
so.
I think we talked about that the Thursday night they were on. I said to you, you know, they run their offense pretty well, but we know that.
Yes.
Anyhow, what happened was Ford, the running back from LSU, you know, took a wide play, went around the left.
Not LSU.
Well, not if you're talking Musburger.
You said it was a Musburgerism. It wouldn't have been LSU.
Yeah, that was Vernon Lundquist.
I'm about to explain it to you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He makes a wide turn and goes left, and he's running, and I guess he stepped out of bounds, at about the 7?
Yeah, at the 7. Uh-huh.
Musburger went ahead and called it LSU 1.
Oh, this was on radio?
No, on television. He's talking about the LSU game while he's televising.
Oh, okay. I'm with you now. Okay.
The ABC game.
Oh,
I mean, first of all, how stupid is that?
Yeah.
By the way, in case you'd like to know, it's tied between LSU and Alabama. Really? And then he did. He miscalled the end of the SEC game while he's trying to call the Big 12.
Oh, well, flashback to December 1998 when Texas A&M was playing Kansas State for the Big 12 title.
Yeah.
And I believe it was Miami that upset UCLA that day.
Yeah.
And he awarded Kansas State a spot in the national championship game.
I mean, at some point, you just want to smack him. Excuse me, Brett, you're at a game and you're broadcasting it. The last thing you need to be doing is looking at the monitor of another game that you're not
and
doing.
And is he allowed to do that? Don't they put little things on the tail end of games talking about any transmission of this game?
Yeah,
so can you legally actually be looking at a football game and reporting on it on another network?
I don't know, but I know.
Citizens arrest.
After LSU kicked the winning field goal, within 3 seconds he's going, well, we'd like to welcome all of you who've been watching me.
I did see that part because that's when I flipped over.
Yeah, so you were one of those who joined.
So I can say that Brent Musburger officially welcomed me.
And that had to make you feel special.
I felt so special.
But you did.
Almost as special as the time I stood next to him in the restroom at the press box.
So. Uh-oh. We won't go there.
Moving right along.
Well, we had to get the show started at some
point. That's right. Yeah. Say, aren't you?
Yeah. We'll talk about
it. Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
I follow that rule strictly.
Yeah.
I don't care if Barry's standing there. I ain't talking.
Drove down the street just to get you. Took a train, a plane, a bus.
So much unsaid here.
Yes, there is.
And probably best.
Yeah. Definitely best. Yeah. Actually.
We'll just let the singers sing.
Yeah.
I tell all my friends that my dad's nice.
I tell all mine that he gives great prices.
I want everyone to know that Team of Navasota, we're really nice, and we always give a great price. Like a new Silverado discounted up to $9,000 at Team Chevy.
Nice price.
Or get a new Chevy Cruze for just $199 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:18.
It is. It's November the 7th. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Billy Graham's birthday is today. He is 93 years old today. Been an evangelist for over 50 years.
Oh, yeah,
I'd say
probably safe.
More like about 70 years, I guess he has been. He's 93 years old today. Joni Mitchell, the singer, turns 68 years old, Both Sides Now, and so much more. He's 68 years old. And, let's move on to the other list. Actor Barry Newman turned 73 years old, and Johnny Rivers' birthday is today. He's been here.
Yes.
He's 69 years old.
It's a little short guy.
And from the Brady Bunch, Christopher Knight was one of the Brady Bunch.
He's Peter.
Peter, thank you. He's 54 years old today. And two lists, and that's all I got, really.
One of the weakest comic minds of our time, Judy Tenuta, is 55.
Uh-huh.
King Kong Bundy.
Still alive,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, 54 today for him. And Jeremy London from Griffin on Party of Five.
Oh, okay. Well, I skipped him. Didn't know who he was. So I knew we needed some filler here.
As if I did.
Yeah.
Boy, we're going to make sure we do Jeremy London's birthday, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You got to hate when this happens. The community firework display in Western Scotland lasted 1 minute instead of 30 minutes. A technical glitch meant all the fireworks went off at the same time.
Oh, now that was a show.
That was maybe the most awesome start and finish ever.
Well, my thought is this, is that there were different people who saw different things that time. You know, the one thing about a fireworks display is usually everybody's looking at the same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
If it all goes off at once... Did you see it? No, I didn't. I was looking at this. Yeah.
I'm no pyrotechnics expert, but I would think that if you could go ahead and shoot off 30 minutes worth of fireworks in 1 minute, how much space was there scheduled to be between, you know, one firework and the next?
Not exactly sure.
That's a lot of lost ooh and ah.
Yeah, well, there is. After the extremely short display, an event organizer apologized to the crowd.
I have terrible news! Yeah.
We're very sorry.
They all went off at once. We didn't mean it to happen. All right.
Well, crowd was probably thinking it's going to be a heck of a show if they start that way.
You know? Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, I do think Brian Williams actually wants to be a fair, credible broadcaster. I actually believe that. But you got to wonder, when MSNBC puts this kind of garbage on almost daily, what Brian Williams thinks about the brand that he represents. He's the face of NBC News. What does he think when he hears this on NBC News on a nightly basis?
But of course, this whole transaction is a canard.
In what way?
Well, I mean, Kane is giving comfort to racists in the way that he purports himself, as we've discussed before on this show. So, I mean, this is not the person that you can hold up as, well, see, I'm not a racist. I love Herman Kane.
Right.
Yes. Fair? No. Balanced? No. Over the top? Yes. NBC News.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries, we'll test them. Fast and free on most vehicles. If the best way to test your battery was to place our tongues directly on your old battery, we'd do it. But we have a machine that's far more accurate. Need a new battery? We'll install it free with purchase, using our hands. No machine can replace those. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
It's going to happen and you can't stop it. No, I'm not talking about unwanted friend requests on the internet. I'm talking about cold and flu season. So be prepared to fight back. Walmart has low prices every day on everything you need to stay healthy. Like Theraflu 6 count for $4.97, Mucinex and Lysol disinfectant spray. So stock up now, because cold and flu season will be here before you know it. As far as those unwanted friend requests, just tell them you have the flu and you don't want to get germs all over your keyboard. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Uses direct to keep out of reach of children. Prices subject to change.
The wealth gap widens. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. An analysis of census data shows the economic downturn hit young adults especially hard, and that widened the wealth gap between young and old. Pew Research says the median net worth of households headed by seniors who are 65 or older is more than $170,000, 47 times more than for a household headed by someone under 35. A new national nonprofit is launching today to distribute free diapers to needy families. The National Diaper Bank Network has a commitment from Kimberly Clark, the maker of Huggies, to provide 20 million diapers each year for the next 3 years. The diapers will initially go to a dozen cities across the country. Best Buy is scaling back its overseas ambitions in order to focus on its American operations. The consumer electronics chain is buying out Carphone Warehouse, its mobile phone joint venture partner. It's also scrapping plans for megastores in Europe. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit AMDAwareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at AMDAwareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
For State Representative District 14, Rebecca Bainick, recognized across Texas and the nation as a proven business leader. Rebecca Bainick built her successful company from the ground up. She's created hundreds of jobs and new opportunities for Brazos County and has a proven business record and leadership skills we need in the Texas House. Rebecca Bainick's an Aggie wife, twice an Aggie mom. Her dad's an A&M professor and a member of a faculty senate. Rebecca Bainick. She'll take our Brazos County values to the Texas legislature.
I'm Rebecca Bainick. Fred Brown and Steve Ogden are leaving some big shoes to fill in the Texas legislature. I'm ready to be a strong conservative voice for Brazos County and for Texas A&M.
Let's send a proven conservative business leader to Austin. Rebecca Bainick for state representative. Political ad paid for by Texans for Rebecca Bainick. Larry Marriott Treasurer, TexansForRebecca.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Sherman. As Texas college football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we are all on the same team for children through CASA. We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect. What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game. Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home. Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. All right, let's see here. 82. Got to know those up and down type temp things. 82 for a high today and tomorrow. But tomorrow night, we're going to be down to 48. On Wednesday, sunny skies and 65 will be the high. 38 will be the low. Doing about the same thing for Thursday as well. Now, the good news is we have 20% chance of showers today and tonight. And then tomorrow, it's up to a 60% chance of rain as we have that frontal passage coming through. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. Right now, humidity's 87%. Winds are from the southeast at 8, overcast skies, and we're at 70.
The person you are and the success you've achieved can be attributed to one and only one person. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
My name is Kelly, and I came back to Finesse Shampoo and Conditioner.
My name is Heather, and I came back.
My name is Jackie, and I came back.
I came back to Finesse for its amazing silk and soy complex
that always knows how to adjust my hair
for the perfect balance of cleansing and conditioning
without any buildup to weigh my hair down.
I came back to Finesse shampoos and conditioners
because they always give my hair what it needs.
Where it needs it, when it needs it.
So my hair simply looks great.
Every day.
We came back to Finesse. How about you?
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. Right now, get 30% off any copy and print orders of $30 or more. Visit Staples.com or text Staples to 84444. Offer ends 11/12. Staples, that was easy.
What does it take to be successful? Some would lead you to believe that success is very easy.
You know, we're constantly bombarded with increasingly sensational claims to get rich, get fit, get younger, get sexier all overnight with very little effort for only three payments of $39.95. And I think these repetitive marketing messages have distorted our sense of what it really takes to succeed.
Darren Hardy, publisher of Success Magazine and author of the book The Compound Effect, says your success or lack of it comes as a result of all the choices you make.
In other words, as we sit here right now today, your present reality is the outcome of the little, seemingly insignificant decisions and choices that have added up to your current waistline, your current bank balance, your current business success or relationship status. And so wherever you are today, you chose to be here through all the choices you've made along the way. And they aren't necessarily the big choices or decisions that make the big difference. Success or failure is earned through the pesky little ones. You know, do I have the cake or grab a piece of fruit? Do I go to happy hour or do I go to the gym? Do I make more prospecting calls or just call it a day?
While it's easy to blame the president or the economy or your boss for your lack of success.
No, it's you. By what you did, didn't do, or how you're responding right now to whatever it is you say has happened to you. You're the captain of the ship.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net.
I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hi, I'm Doug Johnson, and I know a little bit about the weather in the state of Texas, and I wanted a roof for my new home that was a dream home that my wife and I had planned for years that would go against the heat, be reflective, durable, and of course, these days, fire retardant. Well, we took the plans to the architect, he drew them up, and said that there's no way in the world that a roofing contractor is going to do that roof, it's far too complicated. Then we met with Schulte Roofing. They were highly recommended, and I could not find one customer that was unhappy with all the things they had done, and after a brief meeting with the architect and examining the blueprints, they said, we can do it. I enjoyed their being out at the site every day. They were fun to work with. They were efficient, always on time, always very pleasant, and the roof turned out to be absolutely beautiful. So I am thrilled to be able to recommend to anyone Schulte Roofing for the best job ever. Call Schulte Roofing and ask about your job. 1-800-4-ROOF. That's 1-800-F-O-R-ROOF.
The home of the bulletproof roof.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 69 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today with a high of about 82. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. On the eve of the special election, the three Republican candidates for House District 14 have been asked to reaffirm their commitment to fair campaign practices. Brazos County Republican Party Chairman Paul Rieger says negative campaigning is a major turnoff to voters.
We have to give kind of a due process to the voter. And if you have half-truth and innuendo in any campaign material, what that does is gives the voter pause to say, well, you know what, I just gave a $100 check to one of the particular candidates. I didn't know they were for that position. And they may not have the ability to go in like we do, Bill, and find out.
And it's caused the county committee to start a local fair campaign policy with the next election, where violations could mean the county Republican Party would withdraw its support.
I think it's important that all of the candidates heretofore know that we will be watching them very carefully.
Rieger wouldn't say who has violated the state's voluntary code of fair campaign practices, but he did say what's been done has defamed one of the candidates, the county party, and conservatives throughout the Brazos Valley. A burglary victim tells Bryan police he shot the suspect, who then ran out of the house and was found dead about 75 yards away. 28-year-old Pierre Richard Thomas of Bryan was pronounced dead at the scene. A police spokeswoman says the victim was not hurt. An autopsy will be done to officially determine the cause of death, but no charges have been filed. Officers responded Saturday during the midnight hour to a call from the unidentified man who lives in the Country Village Mobile Home Park off Highway 21, east of FM 2818. The man told police the suspect entered by breaking a glass door. When the suspect opened the bedroom door, the man said he fired a pistol. Bond has been lowered, and an Navasota man accused of manslaughter outside of South Brazos County bar is out of jail. The bond for 27-year-old Brandon Richardson was originally set at $100,000. It was lowered to $20,000 with special conditions, and Richardson was released on Friday. Richardson was ordered to not have contact with the victim's family. In addition, Richardson can't go to any bars and must wear a GPS monitor. Richardson was arrested for firing shots in the parking lot of a bar south of Milliken 2 weeks ago. 22-year-old Bryce Bennett of Brenham was killed. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says he doesn't expect any other arrests, but investigators are still trying to track down witnesses. As personnel changes continue in the administration of Texas A&M University and the A&M System Office, the recent Board of Regents meeting offered an opportunity to thank those whose workloads have increased. New Chancellor John Sharp says fewer people doing more work at the System Office have resulted in savings of $1.6 million.
Those folks have had to double up. They've had to take extra jobs and work for other folks, and I appreciate what those people are doing as we try to get our arms around what this is about.
A day after the Regents approved reassignments involving three vice chancellors, Sharp announced the realignment of two top financial positions. B.J. Crane, who works for both the system and A&M, is now chief financial officer just at the flagship campus. Sharp named Greg Anderson the system's chief financial officer. A one-vehicle fatality accident in rural Grimes County remains under investigation as authorities try to figure out why the driver wrecked in the first place. State troopers say 25-year-old Chase Ryan Curtin of Plantersville was westbound on Highway 105 about 12 miles east of Navasota shortly before 1 a.m. Sunday when he ran off the road and overturned his truck. Curtin, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was pronounced dead at the scene. Water is returning to a College Station Park pond that was recently drained to let police look for evidence related to a murder investigation. The city's Colin Killian says safety concerns were one of the reasons the decision was made to not wait for Mother Nature to recharge Brothers Pond.
Well, it's unfortunate that the pond had to be drained last week, and a lot of the area residents were very concerned about it, so the city decided that they would refill it, but it was going to take a few days. In fact, it's still ongoing.
Before a fire hydrant was turned on, debris was removed from the dry pond. On Friday, the fire department moved a previously scheduled training exercise to a location near the park where some 10,000 gallons of water was used and then diverted down street gutters to the pond. And through the winter, look for road construction at University Drive and Welburn Road in College Station. The nearly $4 million project starts today. Getting to and from Northgate and the A&M campus, along with campus parking, will become more time-consuming. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, to see maps and details on the first phase of construction, plus a suggested detour. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 69 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Have you ever noticed when you get sick? It's often the worst time to find a place open to get you well. We did too. That's why we created St. Joseph Express. Open early, open late, weekends and holidays. Drive up, walk in, get seen by a doctor, and get on your way. Fast. One in Bryan, one in College Station. Patients love the convenience and the quality of care, outstanding. But that's not uncommon when the trusted name of St. Joseph is on the door. Learn more, saint-joseph.org/express.
It's official. Bob Yancey's support for lower taxes, ending wasteful spending, and supporting free markets earns the backing of Texans for fiscal responsibility. The group says Bob Yancey will put innovative free market principles to work in Austin, cutting costs and making government more efficient. The Texas Alliance for Life PAC endorses Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey is backed by the Brazos County Farm Bureau and Bryan College Station Realtors. A constitutional conservative, Bob Yancey earned A ratings from the National Rifle Association of America Political Victory Fund and the Texas State Rifle Association PAC. Former Republican Chairman Roger Lewis and David Kent, former GOP County Judges Al Jones and Randy Sims, and former Bryan Mayor Marvin Tate, and College Station Mayor Ron Sylvia all endorse Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey will defend the rights of Texans by standing up to Obama. Bob Yancey, conservative for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
It's Specialties Photography's 18th anniversary, and to celebrate, they're rolling back the clock and rolling back their session fee prices to what they were in 1993. So this holiday season, you can delight your family and friends with the current professional family portrait from Specialties Photography. Specialties can also restore your old family photos for lasting Christmas gifts, or choose from their selection of personalized photo greeting cards. Call 696-9898, that's 696-9898, or click on specialphoto.com. Specialties Photography, your locally owned and operated portrait studio.
638, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Through today, we'll continue on the warm side with partly to mostly cloudy skies at times, and there could be a shower or thunderstorm. Best chance would be just to the west and north of us. High temperature right around 80. Occasional clouds for tonight, could be a passing shower. Breezy, 65 to 70. But showers and thunderstorms become more likely on Tuesday. Some of these may pack a punch as well. High temperatures near 80. Showers ending during Tuesday evening. Breezy, cooler, drier, and 50 overnight. Sunshine, 60s Wednesday. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'll talk football, we'll talk basketball, and we will talk soccer. Soccer, yeah, A&M wins the Big 12 tournament yesterday.
The football team.
Beating Oklahoma State.
No.
Yeah, the football team, that's right. We'll talk Aggie football, too, as they get ready to go back on the road to the heartland to go to Manhattan to take on Kansas State. And, again, the Aggie soccer team win the Big 12 tournament. And high school football, the playoffs will start this weekend. Consolidated has to go to DeSoto to play a mad bunch of DeSoto guys up there. All that and more coming up in sports.
See, you could digitally splice that tease together and make it sound like the football team won the Big 12 championship.
Well, no, I just,
that's,
you know,
right.
By beating Oklahoma State.
The football team.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That was my point.
Would be that
I got
one.
It, Chase.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I was on to you, buddy.
By the way, I think I said 8:34 in my news lookout.
Is that what your clock says?
That was pretty close.
And you know, it's 8:34 somewhere in the Atlantic right now.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you know.
Well, yeah. Well, I can understand if you hadn't set your clock, it'd be 7:34.
Right.
Yeah. That's what my clock says right now.
That's probably Nova Scotia time.
Probably. That's a good point.
So, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be cold in Nova Scotia.
Let's see what the weather's like in Nova Scotia.
Give me just a moment. I'll find out.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see.
What is the deal with my atomic clock?
What does that mean?
Well, I thought these were supposed to be fancy
clocks.
I mean, it hadn't even changed the time yet.
Well, if you'll
I got to bring it into your window is what I need to do.
You'll go out to the atrium and just drop it.
Go stand on the roof.
Yeah.
Just hold it up in the air.
Yeah, that's it. Kind of fun.
But what? I mean, you know, the satellite can't find its way through the hallway and into my door.
No, it can't. All that metal.
Yeah. Okay. Well. And, all right.
We got about 10 hours of sunlight today. Did you notice the sun went down about 5:30 yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you're sitting there watching television, going, "My God, it's only 8 o'clock." You're kidding me.
I know. I mean, I'm saying, 8:30. I'm saying, I'm ready to go to bed. Yeah, come on, clock.
Yeah. I looked at the boy last night and I said, "Yeah, I know it's only 6:45, son, but getting close."
That's right. Yeah.
But Dad.
No, he doesn't know. He doesn't know that yet. No. So if he doesn't want to go, it's just no.
So. Gonna do it. So, did we find out what the temperatures?
Yeah, Halifax? I've got varying. I'd need to know a specific city.
Halifax.
Oh, Halifax. Yeah. Apparently, it's 37 in Halifax right now. Yeah. So,
okay, it's cooler than it is here.
High today's going to be 54.
Oh, well, you know, in some ways that'd be nice. Mm-hmm. We're going to get cool again later this week.
Well, and Gary said, you know, not only storms, but some could pack a punch. I'm thinking, buddy, punch us. Let's go. Let's dance.
It's going to rain.
And again, we love the job that Gary does, but he says, you know, when the best chance to shower is basically someplace other than you are,
and
we don't really care that much, unless it's downriver and we're gonna, you know, get some of that action. They were moving water in College Station, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah. Put a bunch of water in there.
Weather event. I was in an earthquake this weekend. Didn't even know it.
Well, see?
Yeah.
Now, that's what's a shame.
Yeah, I know. I slept right through it.
You were in an event like that and you didn't even know.
Well, evidently there was a bigger one Saturday night after we'd already left. We were, you know, by the time it hit on Saturday night, we were already in Ardmore. So, you know, we didn't shake it off. But evidently there was one early Saturday morning at 2 a.m. that I was supposed to have felt, but I didn't. You know, I slept right through it.
It was a really comfy bed.
Well, we were in Paul's Valley at a nice hotel area there.
And, you should call them and let them know that. They could add that to their marketing.
That's campaign. Right. That's right. Yeah,
so comfortable, you'll
so
sleep
comfortable.
Through an earthquake.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Put that on their marquee. I don't know if it's too much trouble. We might post this later on this morning. It's just a matter of whether or not Chase wants to do it. But apparently some radar out of Lubbock was able to track birds and insects that took wing after the earthquake.
They said, we're out of here.
Yes, yes.
No
apparently
kidding.
Trackable on radar.
Huh.
You're able to, they're going, what? We're gone. So,
where were these birds flying?
Well, they were around whatever.
Anywhere but where they were.
Yeah, the epicenter of
oh, yeah, because that was like 40 miles east of Oklahoma City is where that happened.
I'll take your word for that. But it just, And, you know, in some places they call it urban renewal. You know, Just saying, if you're driving the roads, you know, and you're not on the interstate,
right.
All you have to do is close your eyes, and you can tell by the way your car suddenly gets thrown toward the ditch that you're in Oklahoma because the roads aren't as good there as they are here.
You're right about that.
Oh, let's see. Well, the Hermster and Nudie Poo got together in the Woodlands on...
Pretty much just had them a little love fest.
Well, they did. I mean, to call it a debate is really not right because...
They compared it to Lincoln Douglas.
That's wrong.
I'm reading about Lincoln right now, and they got nastier than that, I promise you. Yeah.
What I found interesting, of course, the sound was horrible.
Uh-huh.
And it was on C-SPAN, so it didn't matter. But Newt's microphone didn't work.
Oh, no.
Okay, like each of them had lapel mics, and Herman's was working fine.
Oh,
and,
so did Herman take off his out of fairness or something?
No, he didn't do that, but they gave Newt a handheld, okay, so he used that. And then I figured while Herman was answering a question, they'd shuttle in a new microphone for Newt, but apparently they didn't bring any extras. So the entire time.
Well, there's an engineer who's got a see me note in his box, you know.
Oh, no, look, it's C-SPAN.
But can't you bring an extra
it's
mic?
It's probably the resort where they were, and you would think, you know, some resort in the Woodlands would have
backup
equipment.
Well, there's the Woodlands, resort and convention center. But somebody forgot to get the AA batteries, and so, you know, before you know it. But
crying out loud, they're not doing this thing at the California.
No. Now, and of course, the story, what nothing that they said seemed to make any difference. You know, there wasn't, even though there was some good stuff said in there, that didn't make any difference. It was Herman Cain afterwards.
Yeah, he got a little testy again, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he said, don't even go there.
Yeah.
And he said, we're getting back on message, and pretty much stood and walked out of the room. So, I mean, only time will tell. But pundit after pundit has a really interesting observation, and that is it doesn't matter who rises and falls within the Republican ranks right now, the wannabes. Mitt Romney doesn't change. What does that say? I mean, if all these people start leaving Rick Perry, shouldn't his numbers bump up a little bit? Or people realize John Huntsman doesn't have a chance, shouldn't his numbers come up a little bit? Or they leave Herman Cain and Romney's numbers don't go up any? I mean, he's got who he's got, I suppose. I'm still saying he needs to muss up his hair. You know, he needs
he just needs
to do something to show he's a regular guy.
Yeah.
He needs to be eating something and spill it on his shirt.
He should go wind sailing off Nantucket.
Yeah, of course. That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
That shows he's just like me.
Yeah, put on a funny hat and drive a tank. I mean, that worked for a guy from Massachusetts. Oh, maybe it didn't. But nonetheless. And, well, once again, here's one of these weeks where the Senate's working. They're slaving. House is out. They're out of town. So that means that the schedule shows that Congress isn't really going to make much headway this week. Now, it's interesting because I'm reading Jamie Dupree this morning, and he says the Senate may approve 3 minibus bills as opposed to omnibus, but can't they do that with the House in session? I mean, is it like they have to secretively pass something in case the House finds out about it?
Just they come storming down the corridor.
Shh, don't tell them, don't tell them. Anyway, we're supposed to run out of money again on November the 18th. So I know we're all concerned about that.
Well,
yesterday on the Sunday shows, they're going, oh, if the super committee doesn't come up with something, it's going to be horrible for the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yawn. I mean, once again, how many more of these terrible for the country's things can you tell us that we're actually going to believe it or not?
Don't we have somebody predicting the end of the world before we run out of money?
Well, we can probably find somebody.
We can, you know, or some kryptonite's going to hit us or something. I don't know.
Well, but the thing is, I feel fine.
Yeah.
Just in case, today, because I know it's Monday, had a big weekend, lots of stuff you can talk about, go ahead and let everybody know that our current accumulated debt is $14.97 trillion, because I know everybody would like to know that today.
14.9?
No, 14.97.
Oh, so we're getting near $15 trillion.
Yeah, we are. Then that'll be a nice round number. And Ron Paul yesterday is on the Chris Wallace Show. And Chris is asking him if he's going to maybe make a run for a third party for the White House if he doesn't get the nomination for the Republicans.
You mean when he doesn't get the nomination?
Yeah, I guess that'd be it.
If he doesn't.
Yeah. He said, well, that doesn't make any sense to me to even think about, let alone plan on it.
Well.
Which is good.
You better start.
But then Chris Wallace pushes him, and Ron Paul says, I'm not going to because I don't want to. How about I don't want to?
Really?
You heard that? Yeah. I don't want to do that. No.
That's right.
You know what? I'm old. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'll run again when I'm 94.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Get off my lawn.
I kind of like that answer. That was pretty good. Anyway, they didn't ask him who's going to be voted off American Idol this week, but aside from that. Okay. All right, 6:45.
He's a man who's ethical. He's an attorney you can trust to be beside you every step of the legal process, from your free initial consultation through the best possible outcome for your case. You can count on him to fight for you skillfully and competently. He's available to his clients 24 hours a day by cell phone, email, and personal appointment. He's Jeff Paradowski, voted this year best attorney in the best of the Brazos. Call the law offices of Jeff Paradowski, 774-2222.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 12th, it's growing citrus in the Brazos Valley. Learn about the types and varieties that are suited to our area and how to produce and protect them. All at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There isn't a lot of time ticking on the perennial garden clock for this calendar year. Things are winding down quickly as cold weather approaches, so it's a good time to outline the final tasks of late fall. I'll be back with late fall perennial care right after this message. This is the final week for the pre-production offer on my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. My Texas Gardening Calendar is a single publication that gives you all the details of when to do everything in your landscape and garden. It's going to be my 29th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. I've completely revised and updated every piece of information in it. Now, while we're finishing up the preparation of the calendar, getting it ready to mail, I'll give you the lowest price of the entire year. Save 38% on the calendar when you buy it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neils Perry's Gardens magazine. Our magazine features Texas' finest gardening authorities writing about landscapes and gardens in your part of Texas. I save my best photos for the calendar, that plus 12,000 words of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and watch for pests. There's a huge amount of information, just $36.95, but you must call before Friday, November 11. That's a perfect Christmas gift idea, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. If you're getting your perennials ready for the winter, begin with a good cleaning. Deadhead to remove spent flower stalks and seed heads and other brown debris. You'll have one more round of pruning after the first hard freeze if it hasn't happened already, but you can keep things tidy and tolerable with this next-to-last pass with the shears. Blow or rake out accumulated tree leaves and other debris before they pack onto your plants. Odds are that you'll want to shred them through the mower and then return them right to the perennial garden as a do-it-yourself mulch and soil enricher, but you need to get them out in the open to do so. Finish up all dividing and replanting that needs to be done. You'll be addressing plants like violets, daylilies, iris, shasta, and gloriosa daisies, ornamental grasses, wood ferns, and hostas, among many others, and you need to get it done ASAP. It's a lot easier to do this now while you can still see their foliage, and it will be once they're completely dormant in the middle of the winter. Prepare good garden soil as you replant the perennials. After all, they're likely to stay in it for several years before you touch them again. Incorporate several inches of organic matter, preferably in equal amounts of Canadian peat moss, pine bark mulch, rotted manure, and compost, and add in 1 inch of expanded shale if you're supplementing a clay soil, if you're trying to improve a clay. Let's also address a few specific plants that need special care as the first frost approaches. These are tasks that await the very end of autumn. They're extremely important to the life and beauty of your perennial garden. Mums have or soon will finish blooming. You can cut their flowering stems back rather significantly once the flowers begin to turn brown. Look closely at the base of each stem. You'll see a rosette of small new leaves and short stems starting to grow at the ground line. Those will be next year's stems. Cut the old stems just an inch or so above those. Fall asters track right along with the mums. Their old flowering stems will not produce again, so they need to be pruned 2 or 3 inches above the ground. I like to leave just a little bit of the stem so I can see where they are. Ornamental grasses turn brown with the first freeze, with the exception of pampas grass, which is evergreen unless it gets extremely cold. A lot of people like the brown foliage and the plumes in the wintertime. I happen not to, so I go ahead and trim my grass. That's optional. Cannas and bananas freeze to the ground with the first hard freeze. It's a death scene performance, which Hollywood would be proud. One day they're beautiful, the next day they're laying flat on the ground. I like to prune those off right away and mulch over the plants. Some perennial plants will be marginally cold hardy in your area, and I think it's a good idea to cut them to the ground and mulch them right away as well. I'm Neil Sperry. Greenhouse time in Texas in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Thank you, Neil. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at sports at 6:53. It's brought to you by Atkins and Toyota, Madisonville and Bryan. Well, it was another nightmare of the third quarter Saturday as A&M allowed Oklahoma four third-quarter touchdowns on the way to a 41-25 loss to the Sooners in Norman. Now at 5-4, the Aggies can only hope to become bowl eligible and possibly get a better-than-500 season out of one that started with such high expectations. The Aggies had four turnovers against a team that they could not afford to even have one. Coach Mike Sherman talked about that.
You can't play football that way. You can't play football without the football. And we're playing without the football. You take a possession away from the offense and you give it to them. Here, you take it. So we got to shore that up. That's on me. I got to get that fixed because it should be fixed by now.
The Aggie defense played well in the first half, holding OU twice to field goals instead of touchdowns. Defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter.
I don't think it was X and O's as much as our guys played close to fanatical, you know, for a lot of that game. You know, we got punched in the mouth a little bit in that third quarter, and we didn't respond as well as we needed to. And that was disappointing. Had we responded better in that third quarter, I would have liked our effort.
Aggies are back on the road Saturday. 2:30 is the kick to meet Kansas State after the Wildcats now have lost two in a row. The newest BCS ranking shows LSU on top, followed by Oklahoma State after both won close games Saturday. LSU beating Alabama 3-2 in overtime in Tuscaloosa. Alabama dropped only one spot from second to third, but with a fairly easy schedule left, will likely be passed by Stanford probably before it's all said and done. But the Tigers and the Cowboys control their own destiny to the national championship game, but both have plenty left to play. Now, LSU has Western Kentucky. They'll win that. Then Ole Miss. They'll win that. But then Arkansas plus an SEC title game. Oklahoma State has Texas Tech and Iowa State on the road, and then Oklahoma at home in the Bedlam game. Well, it's official. Missouri will join A&M as the 13th and 14th members of the Southeastern Conference. SEC Commissioner Mike Slive was in Columbia yesterday for the Confetti and Streamer Party. There could still be a question as to if Mizzou will be able to officially enter when A&M does on July the 1st. The Big 12 needs 10 schools to fulfill a TV contract, and whether West Virginia is cleared to join the Big 12 to replace Missouri by then, well, that could be decided in court, as both the Big East and West Virginia have now sued each other over the issue of if Missouri has to wait 27 months to leave the Big East. So stay tuned. Well, one last Big 12 trophy for the A&M soccer case as the Aggies beat second-ranked Oklahoma State 1-0 yesterday. Megan Majewski's last-minute goal won the Big 12 tournament in San Antonio. It was their first Big 12 tourney title since 2005, but their 12th Big 12 title overall in 16 years. Jordan Day had the shutout in goal with two key stops against Cowgirl shots on goal. A&M will find out today their marching orders for the NCAA tournament with hopes that they can again host a first and second round match of the 64-team tournament. Congratulations, Coach G. Guerrieri and the soccer team. The reigning NCAA champion Lady Aggie basketball team introduced some new faces to fans yesterday. They beat Oklahoma City in an exhibition 84-63. Adora Alanu scored 16 points for A&M as all the players got into the game. After laying out a year, transfer Kelsey Bone started slow but warmed up and scored 11 points and got 9 rebounds. The 6th-ranked Aggies will open the regular season Saturday, hosting Lamar at 7 o'clock. The men will host Liberty to open the regular season Wednesday night. And it's playoff time for many high school football teams, and in the Brazos Valley, with A&M Consolidated's loss to Belton Friday night, they tie Belton for second place in 12-5A, but they'll be the second seed out of district for the 5A Division I. That means that they draw third-ranked DeSoto Friday night, 7:30 in DeSoto. The teams had previously flipped a coin for home and home, and DeSoto won that flip. DeSoto will be fired up after losing their first game of the year in their season finale Thursday night in a nationally televised game with Longview. We'll carry the Consol DeSoto game right here on 1620. Also in the Brazos Valley, Navasota will meet Sealy Friday night in Waller. Undefeated Brenham will host Kingwood Park Friday in Brenham. And in 2A, Hempstead and Lexington both have byes, while Franklin will meet Italy Friday night in Buffalo. Cowboys win, and so do the Texas Rangers. And Tony Stewart picks up the win at the Texas 500 in Fort Worth. We'll talk more about that later. That's your sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkins and Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's official. Bob Yancey's support for lower taxes, ending wasteful spending, and supporting free markets earns the backing of Texans for fiscal responsibility. The group says Bob Yancey will put innovative free market principles to work in Austin.
cutting costs and making government more efficient. The Texas Alliance for Life PAC endorses Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey is backed by the Brazos County Farm Bureau and Bryan College Station Realtors. A constitutional conservative, Bob Yancey earned A ratings from the National Rifle Association of America Political Victory Fund and the Texas State Rifle Association PAC. Former Republican Chairman Roger Lewis and David Kent, former GOP County Judges Al Jones and Randy Sims, and former Bryan Mayor Marvin Tate, and College Station Mayor Ron Sylvia all endorse Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey will defend the rights of Texans by standing up to Obama. Bob Yancey, conservative for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. While you're there, enjoy brand new signature treats like chocolate chip pie, toffee, and spiked pecans. Pick up a Royalty Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is the perfect gift. Royalty Pecan Farms is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop online at royaltypecans.com.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more.
College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. 1 year from today, President Obama will be celebrating his re-election, or we'll be reporting a Republican has just won the White House. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Des Moines, Iowa, 8 weeks before the first GOP contest.
Well, Dave, the big question remains, will the sexual harassment allegations against surprise frontrunner Herman Cain knock him out of contention? Cain tells Fox's Geraldo Rivera,
I refuse to overreact to something that we knew or we know that eventually is going to be shown that is really not factually driven.
One poll shows Cain beating Mitt Romney. Another says his likability factor has fallen. Meanwhile, Romney has two events today in eastern Iowa. Dave, one of the few times that he's come here.
Rich, Penn State's athletic director has stepped down. So is the university vice president, due in court today, charged with lying to a grand jury investigating allegations former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky sexually abused 8 boys at his charity for at-risk kids. But his lawyer says,
Jerry, from the outset of this investigation, which goes back over 3 years, has always maintained his innocence.
They're trying to find a new leader in Greece while Italy's premier is trying to hang on. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
Yes, Italy's borrowing costs today spiking, and Silvio Berlusconi insiders are quoted saying the Prime Minister will quit, although he is telling aides such rumours are without foundation. Italy's Prime Minister is seen as lacking support to force through reforms like raising the retirement age. Italy's Parliament will vote on that and other measures this week. In Greece, parties meeting to try to pick a new Prime Minister and form national consensus for the cost-cutting and bailouts. Dave?
Alistair, is day 10 in the dark for about 50,000 homes and businesses in Connecticut after that October snowstorm.
This is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. In Florida, we had Category 4 and 5 hurricanes. I never went this long without power.
She showed up at jail at 9 p.m., but Lindsay Lohan got to sleep in her own bed. Back home from the L.A. County Jail 5 hours later, released because of overcrowding, Lohan was supposed to serve a 30-day sentence for violating probation. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
To show how easy it is to prepare for cold and flu season at Walmart, I stocked up. For just $1.97, I bought a box of new Kleenex Cool Touch tissues to soothe my sore nose. I've got some Abreva cold sore treatment. I'm taking a Halls Advanced Vapor Action Cherry cough drop. I just washed my hands with Lysol Healthy Touch antibacterial soap, and I'm wearing Breathe Right Advanced nasal strips on my nose for later. In fact, I'm so prepared, I'm going to be really disappointed if I don't get sick. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children. Prices subject to change.
Acme Glass suggests you pause Veterans Day and pay homage to America's men and women who protected our freedom. Owned and operated by Mitchell and Donna Moorhead, Acme Glass and Bryan College Station has been the best glass company in the Brazos Valley for 10 years running. They specialize in complete commercial and residential glass service, including auto glass installed while you wait, and have provided service to the entire Brazos Valley since 1946. For all your glass needs, we suggest you contact the professionals at Acme Glass in Bryan College Station. Phone 979-822-5871.
Hello, I'm Amanda with Bailey Health and Wellness Center in Bryan, Texas. You've all heard that weight loss is about calories in and calories out. That's true, but incomplete. There are three barriers to permanent weight loss. Barriers that are stronger than diets, stronger than willpower, stronger than exercise programs, stronger than surgery. Fail to deal with these three barriers and you fail to lose weight and keep it off. No amount of boot camps, group meetings, diet pills, exercise, or surgery can break these three barriers. Dr. Bailey, chiropractor and metabolic makeover doctor, can help you identify, understand, and remove the three barriers to permanent weight loss without drugs or surgery. I've seen hundreds of people achieve safe, effective, and long-lasting weight loss, better sleep, better mood balance, and improved energy and stamina. Please call me for a free consultation at Bailey Health and Wellness Center at 822-2225. That's 822-2225. Call and ask for me, Amanda, and I'll help you set up your free consultation today.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha. I didn't think you knew my name.
Don't be silly. Hey, is that one of those Subway steak melts?
Yeah.
I've been thinking, and, well, do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
That's great. Now give me your melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Hey, Samantha, get your own Subway steak melt, like the mega meaty and unforgettable Big Philly cheesesteak, or the steak and cheese with layers of juicy steak and bubbly melted cheese. And for breakfast, try the outrageously delicious steak, bacon, egg, and cheese on flatbread with crispy bacon, sizzly steak, and melted cheese. Subway steak melts, only at Subway. Subway, eat fresh.
Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, the most romantic musical in Broadway history, is fresh and contemporary once again. USA Today cheers. 4 stars. Gorgeous.
There is nothing like a day, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a day.
This breathtaking new production is based on the acclaimed Lincoln Center Theater production that won 7 Tony Awards and wins 1,000 hearts each night. Don't miss the production The Washington Post hails, the best revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein in a generation. An unabashedly beautiful score, says Newsweek. Variety raves, South Pacific is breathtaking. An outstanding achievement. There is nothing in the world like South Pacific.
MSC Opus presents South Pacific, November 14th and 15th in Rotter Auditorium. For tickets, call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time coming up on 7:06. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today of about 82 with a slight chance of showers today and tonight, but that chance will triple by tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Brazos County Republican Party leaders are getting complaints about negative campaigning by candidates seeking the State House District 14 seat. Party Chairman Paul Rieger did not disclose who has violated the state's voluntary code of fair campaign practices, but Rieger has asked all three to reaffirm their commitment. Rieger says a barrage of mailers, YouTube videos, and news reports have defamed one of the GOP candidates, the county party, and conservatives throughout the Brazos Valley.
The unfortunate thing is that negative campaigning usually works. However, there's, in this instance, we've had so many phone calls we can't count, but the number of responses has been largely that this has been a major turnoff to voters.
Rieger says beginning with the next election, Republican candidates will be asked to sign a local version of the state's campaign policy. Violators could lose county support. A blind man who apparently broke into a mobile home on the city's west side is dead after being shot by the victim. Police say no charges have been filed and an autopsy will be done to officially determine the cause of death of 28-year-old Pierre Richard Thomas. Officers responding Saturday during the midnight hour to the Country Village Mobile Home Park off Highway 21 east of FM 2818 found were told by the unidentified man living at the mobile home that the suspect broke a glass door to gain entry. When the suspect opened the bedroom door, the victim said he opened fire with a pistol. The suspect ran out and was found dead approximately 75 yards from the residence. The resident was not injured. The suspect in the latest Brazos County homicide is out of jail. That's after a judge lowered the $100,000 bond to $20,000. 27-year-old Brandon Richardson of Navasota is accused of killing 22-year-old Bryce Bennett of Brenham 2 weeks ago outside a bar south of Milliken. Prosecutors argued Richardson's original bond amount was reasonable and asked for special conditions if it was lowered. Richardson was released Friday with the requirements that he wear a GPS monitor, not enter any bars, and has no contact with the victim's family. The reorganization at Texas A&M University and the A&M System Office continues. The day after the Board of Regents approved reassignments involving three vice chancellors came the realignment of top financial positions. Chancellor John Sharp says B.J. Crane, who worked for both organizations, is now the chief financial officer for the A&M campus only. Sharp named Greg Anderson the system CFO. The chancellor, who was thanked during the Regents meeting for taking a voluntary pay cut of 5%, noted the work of the system office since his arrival.
I want to thank the system employees, the ones that work directly in the system office, because they've been working under a hiring freeze for the last month or so. Year over year, that has resulted in about $1.6 million in savings.
Sharp says the latest personnel changes followed consultation with A&M President Bowen Lofton. A Plantersville man is dead following a one-vehicle accident early Sunday in rural Grimes County. DPS says 25-year-old Chase Ryan Curtin was westbound on Highway 105 about 12 miles east of Navasota when he inexplicably left the roadway and overturned his pickup. Curtin was pronounced dead at the scene. He was not wearing a seatbelt. The accident remains under investigation. Those who regularly visit Brothers Pond Park in College Station have noticed an empty pond in recent weeks. Water started returning on Wednesday after debris was removed. On Friday, the city's Colin Killian says fire, water services, and Parks and Recreation departments all combined were involved in refilling the pond.
Some of the people at the fire department noticed this was going on, and they said, we've got this training exercise we've got to do, and we're going to use probably between 5,000 and 10,000 gallons of water, so why don't we just move the location of that over near the park, and we'll let it drain into the gutters, and that'll empty into the park, and that'll help both of us out.
The pond was drained at the request of the police department as they look for evidence in a murder investigation. And traffic around A&M and Northgate will become a little slower starting this morning. TxDOT has announced there will be various ramp and lane closures at the intersection of University Drive and Welborn Road. Construction will take place through much of the winter. Campus parking will also be affected. You can find details and maps of the affected areas on our website. Just go to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:10, 69 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwerneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwerneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. As we move forward into fall, please keep us in mind when updating your home for holiday guests. Whether you have new construction or just need a makeover, Zwerneman Flooring can help. Call 776-2800. That's 776-2800 for Zwerneman Flooring today.
It's official. Bob Yancey's support for lower taxes, ending wasteful spending, and supporting free markets earns the backing of Texans for fiscal responsibility. The group says Bob Yancey will put innovative free market principles to work in Austin, cutting costs and making government more efficient. The Texas Alliance for Life PAC endorses Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey is backed by the Brazos County Farm Bureau and Bryan College Station Realtors. A constitutional conservative, Bob Yancey earned A ratings from the National Rifle Association of America Political Victory Fund and the Texas State Rifle Association PAC. Former Republican Chairman Roger Lewis and David Kent, former GOP County Judges Al Jones and Randy Sims, and former Bryan Mayor Marvin Tate and College Station Mayor Ron Sylvia all endorse Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey will defend the rights of Texans by standing up to Obama. Bob Yancey, conservative for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
This message is for businesses with Sharp copiers. If the service and support on your Sharp document imaging equipment has gone, well, downhill, call Texas Imaging Systems. Texas Imaging, a local Texas pride company with a 35-year history of customer satisfaction. Call for a quote to take over service on your existing equipment and most likely generate savings on your lease and service plan. Your document systems, including your copiers, printers, and scanning storage solutions, have to work consistently. At Texas Imaging, your locally owned and managed vendor, our customer commitments are guaranteed in writing. An unconditional satisfaction guarantee. Call Texas Imaging. Hardware and software solutions, one-on-one attention, better pricing. Call 775-5500. 775-5500. Texas Imaging, your authorized resource for Sharp document imaging. Equipment, service, support.
Texas Imaging System.
775-5500.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 7:14. That's 7:14. I think you probably know by now. College Station Medical Center brings you the weather. That's the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go, visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Through today, clouds and some occasional sun, fairly warm near 80. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm, especially west and north of us. Tonight could be a passing shower, 65 to 70. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms developing Tuesday. Some could be heavy with a high of 80. Showers ending Tuesday evening and then clearing, breezy and cooler overnight, a low near 50. We are cooler, drier on Wednesday. Sunshine, scattered clouds, 64 to 68. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Boy, driving back from Oklahoma the other night, they were packed in at the Texas Motor Speedway north of Fort Worth for the big race yesterday, which Tony Stewart won, and he makes up some points on leader Carl Edwards with two races to go. We'll talk some about that, but mainly about football, high school kind, A&M kind, and also the Aggie soccer team, winners of the Big 12 tournament. That and more coming up in sports.
There you are. Portland, Oregon woman says a grocery store wouldn't let her pay for her family's food because she was paying for it with loose change.
Oh, really?
Your money not good here anymore.
Yeah, the woman
we
was,
only take the folding kind.
The woman was too embarrassed to show her face or use her real name when she spoke to a television station from Portland, but she wanted people to hear her story.
Then how is that how's that a story? If you're not going to show your face and you don't want to show your name, we're going to take an anonymous report from someone who claims that this happened? Oh, that's not fraught with disaster at all.
Did they talk to a representative of the store?
Let's just remember that TV stations are here for the little people, okay? Mm-hmm. Just remember that. Yeah.
I mean,
They had to. Right,
exactly.
She said she brought $32 in quarters to the Save-A-Lot. After she got her groceries, she waited until the checkout line cleared so she could pay.
Yeah.
She said she apologized for all the change and told the cashier she was going through hard times. Cashier said, "The store cannot accept more than $5 in change, ma'am." When the woman took her story to the manager, she said he insisted she use the change machine. But you see,
that charges money.
That's right. There's a charge for that.
Mm-hmm.
Another customer stepped in, told her, "I'll take your change. I'll buy your change for you." The store's corporate office said later it was sorry about what happened. It does accept payment in change.
Yeah, you know, I'm wondering if it's legal for a store to not accept legal tender in whatever form.
There are laws. For instance, you've heard stories about some guy's really angry at the utility company, so he brings in 81,000 quarters or nickels or pennies. Or
Probably pennies.
Yeah, pennies.
Mm-hmm.
And there is. There's a because it has something to do with do they have the ability to process the currency in an efficient way. And that's basically what they lean on. But I'm thinking, you know, 32 bucks in quarters, that's not that much.
What's that going to take? 2.5 minutes to count
something,
out, maybe?
Yeah.
You know.
Once again, though,
yeah,
it's a.
And if you're buying a, you know, big screen TV set, and you say, hey, I've been on hard times. Would you please take my...
Your point?
Would you please take my $1,000 in quarters here? You
know? Then they might not. But anyway, so bad...
I've been on hard times.
Little PR thing. TV. That's right. Little PR thing. Yeah, we got big games coming up. I got to be able to watch that. So, so if you... not so much for Chase, but Tom.
It must be an old story.
Yeah, if you walk if you walk by a younger person today and they snarl at you, here's the reason.
Because this might be the day that ends in Y.
What?
Oh,
wow.
Ooh, the curmudgeon.
Testy old man who lives down the street there, that third house on the left, just saying. Don't be getting in his yard. He's going to come running out there in his slippers and buggy whip and get at you. Anyway.
Get off my lawn!
Right. Hey, very nice. If we ever need live sound effects of a buggy whip, we got it right there down the hall.
You even threw a little echo in there at the end. That's very good.
You're going to have to clean the mic.
Who is that talented man?
Going to have to clean the windscreen on the microphone.
They ought to give you a mic and a PA sometime.
Yeah, really.
A new analysis shows the especially hard impact of the economic downturn is on... the young. That's right. It's the wealth gap between younger and older U.S. Americans has now stretched to the widest in history. So we're doing class warfare. We're parsing this thing out as any way we possibly can. Here's the deal. Young people are suffering because of the dour economy that has wiped out job opportunities for young adults. Of course, they may not be qualified for any jobs that pay anything, but I guess we can't go there, can we? And, of course, they're saddled with housing and college debt. The U.S., typical U.S. American household, headed by a person age 65 or older, has a net worth that's 47 times greater than the household that is headed by someone who is under 35, according to information that was released by the Census Bureau. So... never mind that people typically accumulate assets as they get older. It's the fact that the gap is so wide, and it's just not fair. We need fairness in this. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, not much. Hey, did you guys see the new form of the Snuggie that's out there now?
Oh, the Huggie?
Yeah, they call it Forever Lazy. It's
I saw the TV ad last night.
What's it called? Something lazy?
Forever lazy or something like that.
Hello. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what's different. 35 years ago, everybody had worked 47 times more working hours than I had. Of course, they had 47 times more wealth.
The numbers are different, and they have widened some. Mm-hmm. But again. If you're getting out of college and you don't have a degree that's worth you getting, you know, being able to get a job someplace, there's always room at the top. I don't know if you've ever noticed that or not.
Uh-huh.
If you're really good at what you do, somebody will hire you. they will do that. But if you just get out and go, woohoo, it ends up being, mama moving back here. So. Anyway.
Yeah, like it or not.
Yeah. So what is this thing called, Forever Lazy?
Yeah, it's made out of the same things that the Huggies were made out of. But
Snuggies.
The Snuggies, excuse me. But they're more like overalls. In other words, they've got legs.
There we go.
But, and they zip up. And
maybe I can pull up the commercial.
But the people who do the commercial evidently are the same ones because
they're jumping around in it. They're going out in public.
Yeah. They're back at the kid's, little league game, totally embarrassing him and jumping up and down in the stands with these little lazies.
Yeah, because imagine if you went to your child's sporting event wearing a robe. If you showed up in your bathrobe.
Hey, who are the monks who are up there yelling for you, right? Can you pull the commercial up?
I'm working feverishly to find it.
See, folks, that's what's really
important.
Here
we go. It's 2 minutes long, but this is the best I can do.
To stay warm, you need Forever Lazy, the one-piece, lie-around, lounge-around, full-body lazy wear that covers you from head to toe in soft, warm fleece. Just zip it and get lazy. Now you're toasty warm from head to toe, and your hands and feet stay free, so you can talk on the phone, enjoy a good book, do homework, or just do nothing at all. Forever Lazy is made of ultra-soft,
basically an adult
fleece,
onesie.
And it's
oversized. That's enough. Okay, why do your hands have to be free if you're not going to be doing anything?
Right.
My other thought is, should we take them by the Occupy places and just kind of toss them out of the back of flatbed trucks? And here, if you're going to be lazy, laying around, why don't you take this and get comfy? Hello?
You mean they invented insulated coveralls? Yeah. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
But now here's the thing, Scott, and we didn't get to this in the commercial,
sorry, okay.
But here's the thing. It has a escape hatch, if you will.
Does it now?
Yeah. Yeah. A la Dennis the Menace.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my so God. You really can be lazy.
That when nature calls, yeah. you just unsnap the flap.
Unsnap the hatch, yeah.
Yeah.
You blow the hatch, as it were.
Yeah. Be careful. I wouldn't want to blow the hatch, I don't think.
You can go ahead and get a bedpan. You don't even have to get up off the couch. Right?
You turn our mic off.
Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes. They're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 12th, it's growing citrus in the Brazos Valley. Learn about the types and varieties that are suited to our area and how to produce and protect them. All at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21. Increase your international awareness November 11th and 12th at Wolfpen Park and attend Brazos Valley World Fest, sponsored by College Station and Texas A&M. This community-wide festival celebrates our international diversity and heritage. Friday includes a concert and dance at 6:30. On Saturday, vote on the best salsa in the Brazos Valley and sample cuisine from all over the world. There will be storytelling, vendors, and arts and crafts from across the globe. Come celebrate with the world Friday and Saturday, November 11th and 12th at Brazos Valley World Fest. Visit BrazosValleyWorldFest.org.
It's Specialties Photography's 18th anniversary, and to celebrate, they're rolling back the clock and rolling back their session fee prices to what they were in 1993. So this holiday season, you can delight your family and friends with the current professional family portrait from Specialties Photography. Specialties can also restore your old family photos for lasting Christmas gifts, or choose from their selection of personalized photo greeting cards. Call 696-9898. That's 696-9898, or click on specialphoto.com. Specialties Photography, your locally owned and operated portrait studio.
Get the Suddenlink promise. Get the best rates of the season with Suddenlink Advanced TV, blazing fast internet, and unlimited local and long distance calling. Now you can get Suddenlink home phone for only $25 a month for life when you bundle. You get to keep your current phone number, and you get the popular calling features that you might not have right now, like caller ID or call waiting. And again, it's unlimited local and U.S. long distance. And like anything else, there's no contract required. You get a 30-day money-back guarantee from Suddenlink. You also can get high-speed internet for $20 a month and get advanced digital TV for $27 a month when you bundle. Only Suddenlink lets you save on everything that you really like. Call today and get the NFL Network as well, your destination for everything that's going on in the NFL. And if you really like the NFL and you don't want to miss a minute of it, ask Suddenlink about the NFL Red Zone, where you can get every game, every touchdown, every Sunday afternoon, all season long. So digital phone for $25 per month, high-speed internet, $20 a month, and advanced digital TV for $27 a month. Bundle it and save. At Suddenlink, call them at 1-800-915-1866, 1-800-915-1866, or go to suddenlink.com.
For State Representative District 14, Rebecca Bainick, recognized across Texas and the nation as a proven business leader. Rebecca Bainick built her successful company from the ground up. She's created hundreds of jobs and new opportunities for Brazos County and has a proven business record and leadership skills we need in a Texas house. Rebecca Bainick's an Aggie wife, twice an Aggie mom. Her dad's an A&M professor and a member of a faculty senate. Rebecca Bainick. She'll take our Brazos County values to the Texas legislature.
I'm Rebecca Bainick. Fred Brown and Steve Ogden are leaving some big shoes to fill in the Texas legislature. I'm ready to be a strong conservative voice for Brazos County and for Texas A&M.
Let's send a proven conservative business leader to Austin. Rebecca Bainick for state representative. Political ad paid for by Texans for Rebecca Bainick. Larry Marriott Treasurer, TexansForRebecca.com.
727, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. 20% chance of showers today. Winds out of the south, up to about 20 miles an hour. We'll have a high of 82. Then tonight, 69 for our low. 20% chance of showers will continue tonight. Tomorrow we have the change. Winds are Going to gust as high as 20 miles an hour coming out of the west. Our chance of rain will be 60%. Tomorrow night, the low will be 48 or so. And then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, our high will be mid-60s and lows will be in the upper 30s. Right now, 84% relative humidity, overcast skies, and it's 70.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last year, 27-year-old Jamie Alvarado of Salt Lake City was convicted for possession of cocaine and heroin with intent to distribute. He faced 15 years, so he came up with a clever lie. He told the court that he was an illegal alien, so instead of prison, Jamie Alvarado was shipped off to Mexico under his illegal false identity. That's right, by pretending to be illegal, Jamie escaped the long arm of American law. But that's not where the story ends. Jamie was now an illegal American alien in Mexico and unhappy, so he pulled out his U.S. passport and returned to Salt Lake City where he was arrested. This time, Mr. Alvarado came clean in a hearing. He admitted that he had lied about being an illegal immigrant. He told the judge he had a good job. He begged for leniency because his family depended on him and would support him. The case was turned over to ICE, which determined that Mr. Alvarado was a legal American citizen and promptly released him. He was supposed to return to court to face charges of giving false material statements about his identity, but surprise, surprise, Mr. Alvarado is now in the wind. Last week, a $50,000 warrant was issued for his arrest. If caught, what's next? Probably claim to be a Chechen refugee seeking emergency asylum for religious persecution. With the Obama regime desperate for any voter, legal or not, criminal or not, that'll probably work.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
To show how easy it is to prepare for cold and flu season at Walmart, I stocked up. For just $1.97, I bought a box of new Kleenex Cool Touch tissues to soothe my sore nose. I've got some Abreva cold sore treatment. I'm taking a Halls Advanced Vapor Action Cherry cough drop. I just wash my hands with Lysol Healthy Touch antibacterial soap, and I'm wearing Breathe Right Advanced nasal strips on my nose for later. In fact, I'm so prepared, I'm going to be really disappointed if I don't get sick. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children. Prices subject to change.
Howdy. This is Jason Bayansky with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bayansky, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayansky.
Has your employment status changed? ANCO Insurance can provide the coverage you need during this stressful time of transition. If you've recently switched employers or lost your job, call us to discuss ANCO's diverse selection of budget-friendly individual and family insurance plans. If your current employer doesn't offer health care benefits, we can help with that too. Contact ANCO Insurance today for a no-obligation quote. We've been providing peace of mind for over 135 years. Call ANCO today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 69 degrees right now at the studios. High today in the lower 80s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. On the eve of the special election, the three Republican candidates for House District 14 have been asked to reaffirm their commitment to fair campaign practices. Brazos County Republican Party Chairman Paul Rieger says negative campaigning is a major turnoff to voters.
We have to give kind of a due process to the voter. And if you have half-truth and innuendo in any campaign material, what that does is gives the voter pause to say, well, you know what, I just gave a $100 check to one of the particular candidates. I didn't know they were for that position. And they may not have the ability to go in like we do, Bill, and find out.
And it's caused the county committee to start a local fair campaign policy with the next election where violators could have support from the county party withdrawn.
I think it's important that all of the candidates heretofore know that we will be watching them very carefully.
Rieger wouldn't say who has violated the state's voluntary code of fair campaign practices, but he did say what has been done has defamed one of the candidates, the county party, and conservatives throughout the Brazos Valley. A burglary victim told Bryan police he shot the suspect, who then ran out of the house and was found dead about 75 yards away. 28-year-old Pierre Richard Thomas of Bryan was pronounced dead at the scene. A police spokeswoman says the victim was not hurt. An autopsy will be done to officially determine the cause of death, but no charges have been filed. Officers responded Saturday during the midnight hour to a call from the unidentified man who lives in the Country Village Mobile Home Park off Highway 21 east of FM 20 at 18. The man told police the suspect entered by breaking a glass door. When the suspect opened the bedroom door, the man said he fired a pistol at the door. Bond has been lowered, and a Navasota man accused of manslaughter outside a Brazos County bar is now out of jail. The bond for 27-year-old Brandon Richardson was originally set at $100,000. It was lowered to $20,000 with special conditions, and Richardson was released on Friday. Richardson was ordered to not have contact with the victim's family. In addition, he cannot go to any bars and must wear a GPS monitor. Richardson was arrested for firing shots in the parking lot of a bar south of Milliken 2 weeks ago. 22-year-old Bryce Bennett of Brenham was killed. As personnel changes continue in the administration of Texas A&M University and the System Office, the recent Board of Regents meeting offered an opportunity to thank those whose workloads have increased. New Chancellor John Sharp says fewer people doing more work at the System Office will result in savings of $1.6 million.
Those folks have had to double up. They've had to take extra jobs and work for other folks, and I appreciate what those people are doing as we try to get our arms around what this is about.
The day after the Regents approved reassignments involving three vice chancellors, Sharp announced the realignment of two top financial positions. B.J. Crane, who worked for both the system and the university, is now chief financial officer of the university only. Sharp named Greg Anderson the system's CFO. A one-vehicle accident in rural Grimes County remains under investigation as authorities try to figure out why the driver wrecked in the first place. State troopers say 25-year-old Chase Ryan Curtin of Plantersville was westbound on Highway 105 about 12 miles east of Navasota shortly before 1 a.m. Sunday when he ran off the road and overturned his truck. Curtin, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was pronounced dead at the scene. Water is returning to a College Station Park pond that was recently drained to let police look for evidence related to a murder investigation. The city's Colin Killian says safety concerns were one of the reasons the decision was made to not wait for Mother Nature to recharge Brothers Pond.
Well, it's unfortunate that the pond had to be drained last week, and a lot of the area residents were very concerned about it, so the city decided that they would refill it, but it was going to take a few days. In fact, it's still ongoing.
Before a fire hydrant was turned on, debris was removed from the dry pond. On Friday, the fire department moved a previously scheduled training exercise to a location near the park that allowed 10,000 gallons of water to be diverted down street gutters to the pond. And through the winter, look for road construction at University Drive and Welborn Road. The nearly $4 million project starts today. Getting to and from Northgate and Texas A&M, along with campus parking, will all become more time-consuming. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, to see maps and details on the first phase of construction, plus a suggested detour. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 70 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Why do more families trust UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley? Experience. Since 1978, the board-certified pediatricians of UPA have cared for over 50,000 children. UPA physicians have won the Eagles Reader's Choice Award, been voted Best of the Brazos Valley, and UPA is the only pediatric practice with three Texas Monthly Super Doctors on staff. To learn more about UPA, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
It's official.
Bob Yancey's support for lower taxes, ending wasteful spending, and supporting free markets earns the backing of Texans for Fiscal Responsibility. The group says Bob Yancey will put innovative free market principles to work in Austin, cutting costs and making government more efficient. The Texas Alliance for Life PAC endorses Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey is backed by the Brazos County Farm Bureau and Bryan College Station Realtors. A constitutional conservative, Bob Yancey earned A ratings from the National Rifle Association of America Political Victory Fund and the Texas State Rifle Association PAC. Former Republican Chairman Roger Lewis and David Kent, former GOP County Judges Al Jones and Randy Sims, and former Bryan Mayor Marvin Tate, and College Station Mayor Ron Sylvia all endorse Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey will defend the rights of Texans by standing up to Obama. Bob Yancey, conservative for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
Just Brakes.
Bah, humbug. My brakes squeak.
During the holidays, Just Brakes will install new front and rear pads, machine rotors, and perform a brake safety and car maintenance check for $99.88.
Just $99.88? Do you gift wrap?
With our lifetime parts and labor warranty.
Front and rear pads gift wrapped in a lifetime warranty for $99.88? That's a holiday treat. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Most vehicles. Offer ends December 31st. Additional repairs at additional cost are required or suggested on most cars. See store for guarantee terms.
738, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Through today, clouds and some occasional sun, fairly warm near 80. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm, especially west and north of us. Tonight could be a passing shower, 65 to 70. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms developing Tuesday. Some could be heavy with a high of 80. Showers ending Tuesday evening and then clearing, breezy and cooler overnight, a low near 50. We are cooler, drier on Wednesday. Sunshine, scattered clouds, 64 to 68. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, we'll talk high school football. The playoffs are here. They'll be here this weekend anyway. A&M Consolidated is going to DeSoto to play the first round game. We'll talk about that. Aggie football getting ready for Kansas State after the loss to Oklahoma, and the Aggie soccer team will brag on them. They won the Big 12 tournament yesterday. All that and more coming up in sports.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39. Don't forget, it'll be getting dark about 5:30 today, so hurry home. Federal government's doing everything they can to calm everybody's nerves. We're doing this first-of-its-kind test coming up on Wednesday.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because I saw the National Public Service announcement with the guy, I guess, from Homeland Security.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now it's factually incorrect, and yet it's still running.
Yeah. Couldn't you recut that?
Apparently that smacked of effort.
Excuse me, we have political commercials that are recut within minutes.
I understand.
Okay.
But now that national PSA is saying, oh, yeah, it's going to be, you know, approximately 2.5 to 3 minutes in length. No, now it's going to be probably with the beginning and the end, maybe 45 seconds.
Yeah. So anyway, it happens at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. We'll be here. We'll be holding your hand. We'll let you know. But more important, you folks know. Our listeners know. They're smart. But you might have some people who don't listen to our radio station. And, you know, you can come up to them at the coffee bar this morning and go, you don't listen to the boys, do you? We're just saying, you know. And then, but or it could be someone who just
that won't
is,
be awkward at all
no.
if you slurp your coffee that loud.
Right. Anyway, so, but you know, you may know people within your orbit who would not necessarily know about this. So, actually, kind of if you'll do your Good Samaritan thing and let them know that if they see a message on television or hear it on the radio at 1 o'clock on Wednesday, don't become alarmed. It's just a test. Hello.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey. I listen to y'all, and I feel so much better.
Well, you should. Thank you. And I hope there are those of you who listen in high definition because we sound even smarter then. Hello.
Is this our government taking care of us?
They are. They are taking care of us, and we need to make sure that they do take care of us. I don't know why I never knew this existed, but once again, I found something out there on the internet that I just find fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little story that I read this morning. The guy said, I was looking at the free section of Craigslist and found a bunch of stuff. Which one of these do you think is actually on there and free? Is it a salmon-colored toilet, a 13-ounce tub of Vaseline, the rear window for a 1980 Chevy Camaro, or 25 pounds of alkaline batteries, mixed sizes? Which one of those do you think is on there and free?
I want to go with the batteries.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with, I'll go with the Chevy window. Just
it's the salmon colored toilet.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Well, golly, I'd charge for that.
Here's another one, free. I have a half bag of frozen French fries.
Mighty fine.
Walmart brand that doesn't expire until 9/2012. I bought these and did not like how they taste. I hate to throw them away, and I have no one to give them to, so I'm offering them free.
That's just the College Station Craigslist, okay?
Oh, it's the College Station Craigslist.
Local.
That one's local. I don't know who you are, but do you really want to invite somebody to your home who would come there for a half bag of frozen French fries? Walmart brand. Now, if they's all right, but I mean, I'm just saying. So today, if you have nothing else to do, you might wander over to the free section of Craigslist and just find out what your brethren are willing to give to you.
Mm.
Again, I'd meet at a neutral location.
Really? A well-lit neutral location.
Oh, yes, hello.
Packing peanuts, but bring your own bag.
Yeah. Free packing peanuts. On a windy day, that could be problematic.
Yeah.
You don't want to be chasing those guys down the street. Unless they're the biodegradable kind. Oh, you know, tomorrow the asteroid 2005.
Is it over?
YU-55.
We're done? Mm-hmm.
Yep. We'll pass near Earth. In fact, between our planet and the moon.
Whee! How about that?
This is the closest an asteroid of this size has passed by our planet in 35 years.
We're toast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next known time that this is going to happen is 2028.
Yeah. That super committee can just shut it down. It don't matter.
If you want to keep track of this, you need to get your asteroid tracking map.
We're
feverishly trying to get them printed.
Yeah,
here's the only problem.
We need a sponsor.
Yeah, we do.
Really?
Well, that I said.
We're not going to do it if we can't make money off of it.
I didn't say we had started printing them. I said we're feverishly trying to get them printed.
Right.
And the first thing we need is a sponsor.
That's right. We ain't paying for this.
Now, it's going to miss the Earth by about 200,000 miles.
Ben ain't paying for this.
Right, so. Yeah. It is slightly less than the distance from the moon to our planet. Because of this close proximity, the scientists over at NASA, who, by the way, have nothing else to do. I mean, they're basically over there playing, you know, hangman on the computer.
That's right.
Angry Birds, whatever. Said that this will be one that you will be able to actually see. The first discovered by the University of Arizona astronomer Robert McMillan at the Steward Observatory in 2005, the asteroid is about 1,300 feet in size.
Yeah. Now, you see out there, merchants, if you were our sponsor, what we'd be saying right now is, you know, you can get your asteroid tracking map.
Yeah.
Sponsored by
Kerflavin Pontiac or something like that.
Right. You can pick them up now free at any of your convenient.
Whatever.
There you go. And then your name here.
Your name here.
Exactly. That's why I chose a line of automobile that no longer exists.
And actually,
or is no longer in production.
One of the things that we do is if you wanted, then you could be in the picture with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we'd all be pointing in different
fear.
Directions.
That's right. As long as you could be there at our convenience. Yeah.
Hello.
You missed that sign. You better get your asteroid in gear.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
first the sponsor, then the motto. Yeah,
okay?
First we've got to cover our asteroid.
Yeah,
well,
right.
the problem, I mean, I do see a little problem here, and that is that when you're tracking, for instance, a hurricane, the forward speed is usually only 12 to 15 miles an hour or something like that.
Yeah.
This thing's going a little faster.
Yeah, right. Plotting that, you're pretty much going to have to stay on top of it.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, what we want to do is we want... There's a category within the ratings period that's called time spent listening. So we want you listening longer because, after all, if not, you'd have outdated information as to exactly where the asteroid is. Hello?
Right. I see a sponsorship opportunity for the local proctologist.
Well, you know.
We're not changing the name of asteroid.
No, we're not. There would be a planet that you could use for that. But nonetheless, I think that we have an opportunity here that we need to work on. So
we're tiptoeing on the line.
I should not have had coffee right there.
Yeah. At Batteries Plus, you'll find thousands of batteries, plus free battery testing, plus battery recycling, plus expert battery advice, plus installation while you wait, no appointment necessary. All of which pretty much proves there's no other battery source with as many pluses as Batteries Plus.
Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
This is Dennis Miller for USA Cares. Get your watch battery replaced at Batteries Plus from November 5th through Veterans Day, and $5 of your purchase will be donated by Batteries Plus to USA Cares in support of our troops.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Mom and Dad, one of the most important lessons of parenting is to never abdicate your throne of authority. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. It was a scandal that rocked the British Isles. In January 1936, the King of England died. Following royal protocol, his eldest son assumed the throne, becoming King Edward VIII. But in December in that same year, King Edward stunned the nation when he formally abdicated the country's throne, and with it, much of the benefits that came with royalty. What is especially alarming is the phrasing of the official decree, which ended in these haunting words, "I, Edward VIII, renounce the throne for myself and for my descendants." Imagine that. With one stroke of a pen, this man not only sealed his own fate, but the fate of his children and grandchildren for generations to come. As parents, we too occupy a throne in the sense that we hold a position of benevolent authority in our kids' lives. And it's crucial that we don't renounce that influence. Children don't need us to be their friend, someone telling them what they want to hear. They need a parent, an authority figure willing to speak truth into their lives. We should listen to our kids and give their views careful consideration, but our children should not be allowed to run the home. That's our job. Like King Edward, abdicating our authority may risk our kids' future. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at sports, and it's brought to you by Awards and More. One last Big 12 trophy for the A&M soccer case as the Aggies beat second-ranked Oklahoma State 1-0 yesterday to win that tournament. Yeah, Megan Majewski's last-minute goal to win the Big 12 tournament in San Antonio. It was their first Big 12 tourney championship since 2005. But it was their 12th all-time Big 12 title trophy, counting the regular season titles. Jordan Day had the shutout and goal with two key stops against Cowgirl Gold, shots on goal. A&M will find out today their marching orders for the NCAA tournament as they are going back. And, of course, they hope to be able to host a first and second round match. But congratulations to the Big 12 tournament champions in soccer, Texas A&M. Despite the 41-25 loss to Oklahoma Saturday, the Aggie defense did get some praise from head coach Mike Sherman.
I thought our defense against that offense played spirited defense, played with great effort, and I thought they
I thought they certainly he wanted to shut people out, as I told them, but I thought they made strides as a defense, believe it or not. You can give up 41 points and make strides, but I thought we made strides because that's a very explosive offense, and I thought we tackled better. I thought we played with more passion. I thought our corners held up very well, did some very good things. So I was somewhat pleased with our defense. I thought we made some progress. Now, it's hard to say that you give up 41 points, but they're a great offensive football team, and our offense, because of turnovers, certainly gave them some short, you know, the third quarter, we gave them a short field on turnovers, and we gave them a short field on a punt.
Defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter did name one defender that he thought played well for the Aggies.
Yeah. Tony Hurd really stepped up, I thought, today. For the first time playing as many snaps as he did, really competed. And he's been a competitor the whole time. He's an undersized guy, and so you're a little leery as a coach to put him in. But I don't know if anybody on our team has as much competitive spirit as that guy does. The moment was not too big for him, and he went out and competed, and I was proud of the way he competed.
A&M will go play Kansas State Saturday. 2:30 will be the kickoff in Manhattan. The Wildcats are coming off two straight losses to Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Well, the newest BCS ranking shows LSU on top, as you would expect, followed by Oklahoma State after they both won close games on Saturday. LSU beat Alabama 3-2 in overtime in Tuscaloosa. Alabama dropped only one spot from second to third, but with a fairly easy schedule left, they'll likely be passed by Stanford if Stanford wins out before it's all said and done. But the Tigers and the Oklahoma State Cowboys do control their own destiny to a national championship game, it would seem. But both have plenty of games left to play. Now, LSU has Western Kentucky and Ole Miss, their next two, but then they have to play Arkansas, plus an SEC title game. Oklahoma State has Texas Tech on the road, Iowa State on the road, and then home with Oklahoma for the Bedlam Series December the 3rd. Well, it's official. Missouri will join A&M as the 13th and the 14th members of the Southeastern Conference. SEC Commissioner Mike Slive was in Columbia, Missouri, yesterday for the Confetti and Streamer Party. Now, there could be a question as to if Missouri will be able to officially enter when A&M does on July the 1st. The Big 12 needs 10 schools to fulfill a TV contract, and whether West Virginia is cleared to join the Big 12 to replace Missouri by then, well, it could be decided in court. Both the Big East and West Virginia have now sued each other over the issue of if Missouri has to wait the 27 months to leave the Big East. So stay tuned for that. It is playoff time in high school football. A&M Consolidated Tigers lost to Belton on Friday night, and that tied them with Belton for second place in 12-5A. But Consol will be the second seed out of the district for the 5A Division I playoffs. And that means that they draw third-ranked DeSoto Friday night at 7:30 in DeSoto. Yeah, the teams previously flipped a coin for home and home, and DeSoto won that flip. DeSoto will be fired up after losing their very first game of the year in their regular season finale Thursday night in that nationally televised game with Longview. Will carry Consol versus DeSoto right here on 1620 Friday night. Also in the Brazos Valley, Navasota will meet Sealy Friday at 7:30 in Waller. Undefeated Brenham will host Kingwood Park Friday at Brenham. In Class 2A, Hempstead and Lexington both have byes in the first round. Franklin will meet Italy Friday night, 7:30 in Buffalo. Well, Tony Romo rebounded from a shoddy first half to lead the Cowboys to a 23-13 win over Seattle yesterday. One of his touchdowns was to Jason Witten.
First and 10 at the Seattle 33. Romo, five-step drop, sets and looks, throws it down the left side. Witten all alone, 15-10. A block and a cut to the goal line. Touchdown, Witten. 33 yards, Romo to Witten for the Cowboys touchdown.
Arian Foster and Ben Tate both topped 100 yards rushing yesterday, and the Houston Texans win 30-12 over the Cleveland Browns. Quarterback Matt Schaub talked about the running back.
It was just a matter of them being healthy and being out on the field. Ben's got a good sense of the holes in the zone running scheme that we use. And, they're a good complement off one another. Arian brings a little bit more to the pass game with his ability to catch the ball and make people miss in the open field. But running the football, they're both doing an exceptional job.
The Browns quarterback and former Texas star Colt McCoy sacked four times, and he threw an interception. And Tony Stewart wins the NASCAR Chase race yesterday at Fort Worth, and he gets a few points closer to leader Carl Edwards with two races to play in the NASCAR circuit. That's your sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville at 856. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More Custom Awards and Promotional Products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Your dry glass appears to have dampened your evening. Do tell.
I only bought one bottle of my favorite wine for my dinner party. Turns out it was everyone's favorite, and now I'm out of wine and guests.
Relax, my Great Gatsby, for Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods has delightfully low prices on over 10,000 of the world's finest wines. Plus, their gourmet deli has enough deliciousness to accompany a case of any wine. How goes your affair now?
Specs' astounding selection of wines has allowed me to scale the peaks of party planning and shout from atop my case, I am host. Hear me pour. Merlot and behold, the party was hopping until the cork stopped popping.
You certainly put the win in wine. And with Specs' low prices, you'll save enough for a just-in-case case. You're welcome. Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
Reasons your holiday season will be brighter if you call Molly Maid. More time for family, shopping, and everything else that needs your attention this time of year. Visitors to your home will compliment you on how clean and fresh your home is. Molly Maid cleans your house the way you want. They listen and they care. From Best of the Brazos winner Molly Maid, you get a clean you can trust. Call Molly Maid today for all your holiday cleaning needs. You'll be glad you did. 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700 or online at mollymaid.com.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So Tom mentioned that Missouri now will be moving into the Southeastern Conference. So
people in the SEC East.
Yeah, people at 13 other schools will have to figure out how to pronounce the name of that state. And
now they've got teams in two towns called Columbia,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So Columbia East, Columbia West. So yeah. Now. Mm-hmm. I see the picture in the newspaper that while they, as they made the announcement, they apparently dropped confetti.
Right, yeah.
I mean, A&M didn't do anything like that, right? They didn't do anything goofy like that?
I don't think we had confetti. I'm not sure. I wasn't there at the celebration. But
why are they dropping confetti over that? I mean, the maintenance crew's back there going, oh great. Yeah, great. They did cutbacks on us. We're down 29%. And now you join another athletic conference, and you're dropping pieces of paper on the floor in celebration.
Yes.
Actually shooting them into the air so they can fall onto the floor.
Right.
And
if everybody pick up 20 pieces of confetti before you leave.
Right, yeah, because the facilities guy's going, wait a minute. Wait, I don't have the budget for this, okay?
We have 9 interns with trash bags if you could just find your way.
WTAW College Station Drive at 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. What are you worth? It depends how old you are. New census data shows a widening generation wealth gap. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Well, the old stereotype of the starving pensioner appears to be giving way to one of destitute youth. An analysis of census data says the wealth gap between those over 65 and those under 35 has doubled in the last 6 years to 47-1. Many young people struggling with this tough economy, saddled with huge college loans, depressed home values, and societal changes like more single parents and delayed marriage. Meanwhile, older Americans have had their wealth partially protected by safety nets like Social Security and Medicare. Dave?
Mike, President Obama will meet with veterans groups today, promoting his plan to help vets get jobs, part of executive actions Republicans have called campaigning. Greece is still trying to get out of its debt crisis, and now there's fresh concern about Italy. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
Yes, Italy's Prime Minister denying reports he's about to quit, but he faces votes this week on fiscal reforms, and Silvio Berlusconi could be too weak to force them through. Plus, the cost of government borrowing in Italy spiking today to an all-time high. Investors speculating Italy might need a bailout, although some warn Italy is too big to bail. Meanwhile, in Greece today, talks on finding a new prime minister until elections next year. One candidate, a former central banker, Dave.
Alistair, more protests against the government in Syria. That's in Damascus. In Homs, activists claim Syrian troops have kicked in doors, made arrests going after protesters and army defectors. At least 110 reported dead in the past week there. It's a scandal that has rocked Happy Valley.
It makes me question a lot of other things, like other organizations, other people.
Penn State's athletic director and a university vice president have stepped down and go to court today, accused of covering up allegations a former assistant football coach sexually abused boys at his youth charity. He was arrested over the weekend. And Conrad's Murray's jury will again this morning deliberate, deciding if Michael Jackson's doctor gave the singer a fatal dose of a drug. Fox News Radio, Farron Ballin.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
That
yes.
means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, we are.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get the brakes done?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle's being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long.
And when you stop by now, you can buy four select tires and get a $100 rebate. Plus a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service. That's expert service and money back in your pocket.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, it does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11/30/11.
Hi, I'm Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. First of all, I want to thank our many longtime customers for doing business with us. We at the Gibson Agency really appreciate our local customers and will do everything we can to give them the best possible service combined with extremely competitive insurance products. I also want to thank all of our new customers for the monumental growth achieved by the Gibson Agency in the last 2 years. One of the reasons that the Gibson Agency has grown so much is that we don't just represent one or two insurance companies. We are an independent insurance agency and we represent over 25 insurance companies. This gives us a competitive advantage because we can shop your insurance needs for you and help you choose the best coverage and the best rates. If you don't do business with us yet, we invite you to give us an opportunity to show you why so many others in the Brazos Valley look to W.E. Gibson Insurance for their personal, farm, and business insurance needs. Give us a call at 694-1555 or drop by our office in the Kroger Shopping Center on Rock Prairie Road.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. While you're there, enjoy brand new signature treats like chocolate chip pie, toffee, and spiked pecans. Pick up a Royalty Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is the perfect gift. Royalty Pecan Farms is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop online at royaltypecans.com.
WTAW News time is 8:04, 70 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 82 with a slight chance of showers. Our chance of showers will increase considerably as of tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Brazos County Republican Party leaders are getting complaints about negative campaigning by candidates seeking the State House District 14 seat. Party Chairman Paul Rieger did not disclose who has violated the state's voluntary code of fair campaign practices, but Rieger has asked all three to reaffirm their commitment. Rieger says a barrage of mailers, YouTube videos, and news reports have defamed one of the Republican candidates, the county party, and conservatives throughout the Brazos Valley.
The unfortunate thing is that negative campaigning usually works. However, there's... In this instance, we've had we've had so many phone calls we can't count, but the number of responses has been largely that this has been a major turnoff to voters.
Rieger says beginning with the next election, Republican candidates will be asked to sign a local version of the state's campaign policy. Violators could lose county support. A blind man who apparently broke into a mobile home on the city's west side is dead after being shot by the resident inside. Police say no charges have been filed and an autopsy will be done to officially determine the cause of death of 28-year-old Pierre Richard Thomas. Police responded Saturday during the midnight hour to the Country Village Mobile Home Park off Highway 21 east of FM 2818. The unidentified man living at the mobile home told officers the suspect broke a glass door to gain entry. When the suspect opened the bedroom door, the victim said he opened fire. The suspect in the latest Brazos County homicide is out of jail. That's after a judge lowered the $100,000 bond to $20,000. 27-year-old Brandon Richardson of Navasota is accused of killing 22-year-old Bryce Bennett of Brenham 2 weeks ago outside a bar south of Milliken. Richardson was released Friday with the requirements that he wear a GPS monitor, not go to any bars, and has no contact with the victim's family. The reorganization at Texas A&M and the A&M system offices continue. The day after the Board of Regents approved reassignments involving three vice chancellors came the realignment of top financial positions. Chancellor John Sharp says B.J. Crane, who worked for both organizations, is now the chief financial officer for the flagship campus only. Greg Anderson was named the system's CFO. The chancellor, who was thanked during the regents' meeting for taking a voluntary pay cut of 5%, noted the work of the system office since his arrival.
I want to thank the system employees, the ones that work directly in the system office, because they've been working under a hiring freeze for the last month or so. Year over year, that has resulted in about $1.6 million in savings.
Sharp says the latest personnel changes follow consultation with A&M President Bowen Lofton. A Plantersville man is dead following a one-vehicle accident early Sunday in rural Grimes County. DPS says 25-year-old Chase Ryan Curtin was westbound on Highway 105 about 12 miles east of Navasota when he inexplicably left the roadway and overturned his pickup truck. Curtin was pronounced dead at the scene. He was not wearing a seatbelt. That accident remains under investigation. Those who regularly visit Brothers Pond Park in College Station have noticed an empty pond in recent weeks. The city's Colin Killian says water started returning Wednesday after debris was removed. On Friday, the fire, water services, and parks and recreation departments were involved in the refilling effort.
Some of the people at the fire department noticed this was going on, and they said, well, we've got this training exercise we've got to do, and we're going to use probably between 5,000 and 10,000 gallons of water, so why don't we just move the location of that over near the park, and we'll let it drain into the gutters, and that'll empty into the park, and that'll help both of us out.
The pond was drained at the request of the police department as they looked for evidence in a murder investigation. And traffic around the Texas A&M campus and Northgate will become a little slower starting this morning. TxDOT has announced there will be various ramp and lane closures at the intersection of University Drive and Welborn Road. Construction will take place through much of the winter. Campus parking will also be affected. You can find details and maps of the affected areas on our website. Just go to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is coming up on 8:09. It's 70 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Mary Maids. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home, so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
Hi, I'm Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. First of all, I want to thank our many longtime customers for doing business with us. We at the Gibson Agency really appreciate our local customers and will do everything we can to give them the best possible service combined with extremely competitive insurance products. I also want to thank all of our new customers for the monumental growth achieved by the Gibson Agency in the last 2 years. One of the reasons that the Gibson Agency has grown so much is that we don't just represent one or two insurance companies. We are an independent insurance agency and we represent over 25 insurance companies. This gives us a competitive advantage because we can shop your insurance needs for you and help you choose the best coverage and the best rates. If you don't do business with us yet, we invite you to give us an opportunity to show you why so many others in the Brazos Valley look to W.E. Gibson Insurance for their personal, farm, and business insurance needs. Give us a call at 694-1555 or drop by our office in the Kroger Shopping Center on Rock Prairie Road.
Hey, good morning. 8:11 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by the College Station Medical Center, the area's only Cycle 3 hospital hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, know where to go. Visit csmedcenter.com for more information.
Through today, clouds and some occasional sun, fairly warm near 80. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm, especially west and north of us. Tonight could be a passing shower, 65 to 70. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms developing Tuesday. Some could be heavy with a high of 80. Showers ending Tuesday evening and then clearing, breezy and cooler overnight, a low near 50. We are cooler, drier on Wednesday. Sunshine, scattered clouds, 64 to 68. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go. You know, one of my favorite little clips that we had from Martha Stewart. We used to run the Martha Stewart show a long time ago. We used to do a lot of things a long time ago.
Yeah, run faster.
We used to have Dr. Laura on, for heaven's sake, too. But one of her great opening lines in her little Martha Stewart minute was, "It astonishes me how people go through life unable to perform the simplest tasks." Mm-hmm. I thought there, boiled down in just those few words, was the elitism that is Martha Stewart. Nonetheless, here we go. Our hectic lives are taking a toll on our memories. A survey has found that we forget five important tasks or facts every day. More than half say trying to do too many things during the course of a day is the reason we start getting simple tasks missed. We don't get them done. I mean, you know, that's probably, you think about the caveman.
Yeah.
He had two things to do. Stay alive and find something to eat. You know, you never had to. And, you know, sometimes one of those things was number one. The other was number two. They'd flip-flop back and forth. But pretty much that was it. You didn't really need to have a PDA or some wireless device to be able to keep up to date with what you had to do today. It was pretty much stay alive and get enough to eat. Here's the list of simple tasks that we seem to forget. Number 10. It says here, take the rubbish out. When was the last time you took the rubbish out?
What, remember is this from Reuters?
Yeah, really. Is this from England?
The other day when Judy said, "Tom, don't forget the rubbish truck will be here on Monday."
That's right.
Tom said, "Oh, bullocks."
Well, I did. I took the rubbish out this morning before I came to work, yeah.
Number 9.
Rolled the rubbish cart out.
Pick up things from the printer. That would be a first world problem, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, what, the cotillion invitations?
Number 8, water plants. Water your plants.
Water
your plants.
I was like, I don't run the water plant. Yeah. And the people of College Station are better for it.
Yeah. Number 7, take meat out of the freezer.
Yeah, that happens at our house all the time.
Number 5.
Did you set out the meat?
No.
But
see,
in
the summer,
some water.
In the summer, it doesn't matter. In summer, you just put it out on the patio for about 10 minutes. This time of year, it doesn't work.
Yeah, let the grackle pick at it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that package will swell right up.
Things forgotten. Number 6, passwords. Number 5.
The password is.
Number 5, charge your phone.
Oh, funny you should mention that. Because mine's dead right now because I forgot to charge it last night.
Well, do you have it?
At least you know it won't go off during the show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Number 4, send birthday cards. And you know.
I couldn't tell you the last time I did.
With e-cards now, there's really not much of an excuse. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, like the belated card ought to just.
But what does the e-card say? I cared enough to send you an email.
Yeah. But
belated Chase. He says there's not much of an excuse. Yeah. Did you get your e-card from Scott?
I guess they got lost in the email.
Yeah, mine too.
But the postman didn't. I should check my spam folder. Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
You're right.
But the belated email card. I mean, how? Really? Think about that.
Yeah. Sorry, I was late.
Oh my God! It's 12:07. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Sorry, I'm late, but I just didn't care.
Yeah.
I just now thought of it as I was taking stock of my day.
Right. Yeah. I don't have a QWERTY keyboard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My wife asked me for the 8th time if I'd done this yet.
Yeah. Number 3, things we forget, people's names.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing that to you just a few minutes ago trying to think of somebody.
I'm horrible about that. Yeah. I'm much better at faces.
Number 2, what do? You say, hey, I remember your face.
Exactly.
I was going to say, you
walk up to someone else and you say, that person looks really familiar. Do you know who they are? They say, oh, yeah, it's
old what's his name.
Yeah. It's old what's his face.
You know who you are, but you're still looking good. Yeah.
Number 2, things we forget. Number 2, reply to emails. And number 1, return phone calls. Mm. No, you know, those are things that we look at and go, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
That's not the same as forgetting.
Is it really necessary for me to do
that? That is not the same as forgetting. That is, you looked at that, you said, you know, I have a finite amount of time here on Earth. And I'm not going to spend my time doing that.
Do you need an office close to campus in the new Health Science Center? The Suites at Aggieland Business Park is the area's newest and greenest executive office park. The suites are located just past the airport on FM 60, right in the middle of the biotech revolution. Your new suite includes administrative support, digital security, and access to a full kitchen and bath. Move in today or let JimJet customize your workspace to your exact specifications. Call Jim at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
816 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Jill's here this morning from the Aggieland Fitness Dome. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
You know, this is one of the few places that people say, oh, I know that place. I've seen that, simply because. For a second, can you give me some background as to why they decided to make a fitness dome?
Sure. The dome is actually an entire monolithic dome, so it's made out of concrete. So it's disaster-proof. It can withstand winds of over 300 miles per hour. It resists bugs. So it's cool in the summertime and warm in the wintertime.
Yeah. And it's neat. And as always, from the name of it, it's a fitness dome. So the idea is fitness. And, you know, I think it's neat we're starting to talk about this in November, because in January everybody's thinking about, oh, boy, look at the bad decisions I made. But you can kind of get a running start right now and getting in shape.
I definitely recommend don't wait till after the holidays, because then it's not that it's too late. It's just by the time that you want to get in the shorts or the swimsuits or any of that other stuff, it is a little bit more challenging to push at the last minute. So, yeah, I mean, when you go into the holidays, it's okay to have some bad days where you're having some good tasty food.
Sure.
We just don't want to make it the whole entire season. So Thanksgiving's one day. It's not the whole week or month. And so it's my job to kind of help people along the way to keep them motivated. We do that by offering a variety of classes and different programs for all of our members.
Now, and that means if you want to go really hard line, you can do that. Or if you need to kind of ramp up slowly, you can do that.
Absolutely, especially if you have people that are brand new exercisers. We don't want them to go into the most difficult, challenging class first. We've designed all of our programs so actually anybody can go into them. They just will take different modifications for the workout, so they might not do the full range of motion on some of the exercises.
Now, they can do weights if they want to, cardio if they want to. You do all other types of things that maybe people used to do when they were younger or in better shape, and they can pick up from there?
We do everything. So cardio, weights, free weights, machine weights. We have a child care. So for those that need child care, we have that available as well. And then in the expansion, we have a cycling studio. So it's actually stadium style, where the instructor's down in the pit, and then you kind of taper down to uh-huh. different levels. We have a mind-body studio that we do yoga, Pilates, all the mind-body programming, as well as group synergy. And then we have a big, huge room that we do Zumba, group power, group kick, and then a brand new class that we're starting, which is called group core. And then we, on top of all that, we have a huge basketball gym.
Really?
Have basketball, volleyball. That's where we do our indoor boot camps. So pretty much we have everything all under one roof.
It's Aggieland Fitness Dome. If they want some more information, what do they do?
They can either check us out on the web, AggielandFitness.com. They can come by Aggieland Fitness Dome, the big dome on Highway 6. Then give us a call, 690-DOME or 690-3663.
Okay. Talk to you next week.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jill.
Thanks.
News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A new wedding expense. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. It doesn't pay to be a bridezilla, and in some cases, it could cost you. Smart Money Magazine says wedding venues that deal with detail-oriented brides are charging extra for excessive kvetching. A Minneapolis venue charges $5 per email message after the first five messages. They say the extra communications take up more time for employees. It actually requires brides to sign a contract with a communications clause. Stock futures are lower. NASDAQ futures down 8 points, S&P futures lower by 7, as Italy struggles with more than $2 trillion in debt, and its leader is considering resigning. Gasoline prices fell an average of 4 cents a gallon over the last 2 weeks. The Lundberg survey says the average price for a gallon of unleaded regular now stands at $3.43. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot.
These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
It's official. Bob Yancey's support for lower taxes, ending wasteful spending, and supporting free markets earns the backing of Texans for Fiscal Responsibility. The group says Bob Yancey will put innovative free market principles to work in Austin, cutting costs and making government more efficient. The Texas Alliance for Life PAC endorses Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey is backed by the Brazos County Farm Bureau and Bryan College Station Realtors. A constitutional conservative, Bob Yancey earned A ratings from the National Rifle Association of America Political Victory Fund and the Texas State Rifle Association PAC. Former Republican Chairman Roger Lewis and David Kent, former GOP County Judges Al Jones and Randy Sims, and former Bryan Mayor Marvin Tate and College Station Mayor Ron Sylvia all endorse Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey will defend the rights of Texans by standing up to Obama. Bob Yancey, conservative for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
822 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Christine's here this morning from Hospice of the Brazos Valley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Move that microphone right up. There you go. You've got an event that's coming up that we want people to know about. It's coming up this Thursday. Let's talk a little bit about it.
Well, this Thursday we are doing a performance with professional actress Mary Mann. She's going to be doing a Life Well Lived for our Holidays Without You program at Watercress at Bryan.
And we talked to Mary last year, as a matter of fact, and she told us a little bit about the program. It's kind of a one-of-a-kind deal, and if you have not seen this, it's a great opportunity. Can you give us kind of an overview of it?
I can. She is took a One Life to Live. It's about four women. Elizabeth Barrett Browning encompasses love. Dame Cicely Saunders, who is the founder of the modern hospice movement, encompasses compassion. Helen Hayes encompasses collaboration. And Irma Bombeck encompasses laughter. And between love, compassion, collaboration, and laughter, she's going to bring that message for us in regards to Holidays Without You.
She does vignettes of each of these people, if you will, right? And
yes,
that's the way she kind of tells the story. So can kind of communicate with everybody. So Watercress, which is, tell folks where that's located now.
It is at 3801 East Crest Drive.
And they don't know where that is, but it's off Boonville Road, right? I mean, that's,
yes.
So that, if you haven't seen it, it's a large complex right there. Need to make reservations? How does all that work?
You do need to make reservations, and you can call Watercress at Bryan at 703-7088. And the performance is Thursday at 6:30 p.m. or Friday at 8:30 in the morning.
And about how long does the show last, you know?
The show itself is only an hour, and then our bereavement coordinator, Joan Serber, will also be there to offer any counseling or answer any questions regarding your Holidays Without You needs.
Okay, and a website for hospice if people want to know about that.
Sure, it's hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Okay, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. While you're there, enjoy brand new signature treats like chocolate chip pie, toffee, and spiked pecans. Pick up a royalty pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners, and sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is the perfect gift. Royalty Pecan Farms is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop online at royaltypecans.com.
Amish Furniture for Generations. Name says it all. Furniture that's all wood, built handcrafted on a bench by Amish craftsmen, and it's built to last for generations. You're not going to find any veneer, any particle board, or any of this in any piece of furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations. So if you're looking for a bedroom suite, if you're looking for office furniture, if you're looking just add a piece or two of furniture, Amish Furniture for Generations can show you true value that you can pass on and on. Remember, you've seen a piece of wood before, I mean, a piece of furniture, and you lifted it up, and it's not nearly as heavy as you thought it was. That's because it's veneer. That's because it's got particle board. And again, you won't find any of that at Amish Furniture. All the pieces, handcrafted, solid wood, special attention to detail. And a word about detail. All you need to do is you can look at floor models. You can also look at catalogs that Kent has for you. But you can make changes. You can have the stain that you want. You can have the wood that you want, again, because it is handcrafted for you. So stop in and see them. You'll buy furniture differently there than you will anyplace else, and you'll be glad that you did. Amish Furniture for Generations, handmade by Amish craftsmen on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center next to Tuesday morning.
Through today, we'll continue on the warm side with partly to mostly cloudy skies at times, and there could be a shower or thunderstorm. Best chance would be just to the west and north of us. High temperature right around 80. Occasional clouds for tonight could be a passing shower. Breezy, 65 to 70. But showers and thunderstorms become more likely on Tuesday. Some of these may pack a punch as well. High temperatures near 80. Showers ending during Tuesday evening. Breezy, cooler, drier, and 50 overnight. Sunshine, 60s Wednesday. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's Monday. That means it's time for Heritage Highlights. And Fran Lamb, I'm Tom Turberville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. And this is Fran.
Many Texans believed that the election of Abe Lincoln to the presidency in 1860 represented an unacceptable challenge to the institution of slavery, and that in order to protect the institution, it was necessary to join the citizens of the other six states of the Lower South in seceding from the Union by the spring of 1861. Texans responded quickly to the call to arms to defend their new nation, but the motivations that led these men to enlist often varied. Hood's Texas Brigade was organized in October of 1861 in Richmond, Virginia. John Bell Hood earned a reputation as a hard-charging battle leader. Historian Mark Mayo Boatner claims, and I quote, "The gallant Hood was without peer as a combat leader at the brigade and division level. He loved to fight, and he knew how to make men follow him," end quote. Joseph Poley was among the 3,000 troops of Hood's Texas Brigade. Poley published two works relating to his service in the war. Hood's Texas Brigade, a memoir of his wartime experiences published in 1910, is considered a classic of Civil War literature. A Soldier's Letters to Charming Nellie, published in 1908, is reported to be a series of letters to a friend. Some scholars doubt that these are actual letters written at the time of the conflict, but rather a post-war account of the author that tell a plain, unvarnished, and true story of the observations and experiences, the impressions and feelings of a soldier. Who was Nellie and where did she live, in fact, and did she even exist, is suspect even today. Nonetheless, the soldiers of Hood's Texas Brigade gained the respect of comrades and foes alike for their valor and sacrifice. The times have indeed changed, and their cause is viewed with contempt by most 21st century Americans, but the loyalty and raw bravery of the men of Hood's Brigade will never be forgotten. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. Special thanks to Justin Lyles for specific historical facts. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previously aired programs, visit our new website at heritagehighlights.org.
Well, thank you, Fran Lamb, as always. And next Monday, another edition of Heritage Highlights. I'm Tom Turbyville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
When a senior loses their spouse, mealtime can become the loneliest time of the day. I'm David Guest with Homestead Senior Care. Research shows that for almost half of seniors living alone, lack of companionship at mealtime is the greatest obstacle to good nutritional health. That's why we launched the Craving Companionship Program. It's designed to promote healthy aging and good nutrition by keeping seniors socially connected at mealtime. To learn more, go to homeinstead.com/BCS, and you'll find out why at Homeinstead, to us, it's personal.
WTAW News Time, 8:30, 71 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today in the lower 80s with a slight chance of showers. Our chance of rain going up considerably in time for tomorrow and cooler temperatures behind that. We'll tell you more about the weather after the news. Brought to you by Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue just north of Villa Maria and Bryan. They sell fun, not tractors. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. On the eve of the special election, the three Republican candidates for House District 14 have been asked to reaffirm their commitment to fair campaign practices. Brazos County Republican Party Chairman Paul Rieger says negative campaigning is a major turnoff to voters.
We have to give kind of a due process to the voter. And if you have half-truth and innuendo in any campaign material, what that does is gives the voter pause to say, well, you know what, I just gave a $100 check to one of the particular candidates. I didn't know they were for that position. And they may not have the ability to go in like we do, Bill, and find out.
And it's caused the county committee to start a local fair campaign policy with the next election where violators could lose county support.
I think it's important that all of the candidates heretofore know that we will be watching them very carefully.
Rieger wouldn't say who has violated the state's voluntary code of fair campaign practices, but he did say what has been done has defamed one of the candidates, the county party, and conservatives throughout the Brazos Valley. A burglary victim tells Bryan police he shot the suspect, who then ran out of the house and was found dead about 75 yards away. 28-year-old Pierre Richard Thomas of Bryan was pronounced dead at the scene. A police spokeswoman says the victim was not hurt. An autopsy will be done to officially determine the cause of death, but no charges have been filed. Officers responded Saturday during the midnight hour to a call from the unidentified man who lives in the Country Village Mobile Home Park off Highway 21. Bond has been lowered, and a Navasota man accused of manslaughter outside of Brazos County bar is out of jail. The bond for 27-year-old Brandon Richardson was originally set at $100,000. It was lowered to $20,000 with special conditions. Richardson can't go to any bars. In addition, he must wear a GPS monitor, and he cannot have contact with the victim's family. He was released from jail on Friday. Richardson was arrested for firing shots into a crowd outside the Neal's Hideaway bar south of Milliken 2 weeks ago. 22-year-old Bryce Bennett of Brenham was killed in that gunfire. As personnel changes continue in the administration of Texas A&M University and in the A&M System Office, the recent Board of Regents meeting offered an opportunity to thank those whose workloads have increased. New Chancellor John Sharp says fewer people doing more work at the system office will result in savings of $1.6 million.
Those folks have had to double up. They've had to take extra jobs and work for other folks, and I appreciate what those people are doing as we try to get our arms around what this is about.
The day after the Regents approved reassignments involving three vice chancellors, Sharp announced the realignment of two of the two top financial positions at the university and the university system. B.J. Crane, who worked for both the system and A&M, is now chief financial officer at the flagship campus. Sharp named Greg Anderson the system's CFO. A one-vehicle fatality accident in rural Grimes County remains under investigation as authorities try to figure out why the driver wrecked in the first place. State troopers say 25-year-old Chase Ryan Curtin of Plantersville was westbound on Highway 105 about 12 miles east of Navasota shortly before 1 a.m. Sunday when he ran off the road and overturned his truck. Curtin, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was pronounced dead at the scene. Water is returning to a College Station Park pond that was recently drained to let police look for evidence related to a murder investigation. The city's Colin Killian says safety concerns were one of the reasons the decision was made to not wait for Mother Nature to recharge Brothers Pond.
Well, it's unfortunate that the pond had to be drained last week, and a lot of the area residents were very concerned about it, so the city decided that they would refill it, but it was going to take a few days. In fact, it's still ongoing.
Before a fire hydrant was turned on, debris was removed from the pond. On Friday, the fire department moved a previously scheduled training exercise to a location near the park that allowed some 10,000 gallons of water to be diverted and drained into the pond. And through the winter, look for road construction at University Drive and Welburn Road. The nearly $4 million project gets underway this morning. Getting to and from Northgate, as well as the A&M campus, along with campus parking, will become more time-consuming. You can go to our website, WTAW.com. There you'll find maps and details on the first phase of construction, as well as a suggested detour. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 71 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Polaris Fund Center. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Polaris, as reliable as the 12th man.
12th man.
Polaris,
built for extreme performance,
just like the Wrecking Crew.
The Wrecking Crew.
Polaris,
as loyal as the Yankee Spirit.
The Yankee Spirit.
Polaris off-road vehicles. Find your way out on Polaris ATVs, Rangers, and Racers at your Texas regional Polaris dealers.
Find your way out. Polaris.
Polaris Fun Center in Bryant, Williamson County Equipment in Taylor, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware in Poteet.
For State Representative District 14, Rebecca Bainick, recognized across Texas and the nation as a proven business leader. Rebecca Bainick built her successful company from the ground up. She's created hundreds of jobs and new opportunities for Brazos County and has a proven business record and leadership skills we need in the Texas House. Rebecca Bainick's an Aggie wife, twice an Aggie mom. Her dad's an A&M professor and a member of a faculty senate. Rebecca Bainick. She'll take our Brazos County values to the Texas legislature.
I'm Rebecca Bainick. Fred Brown and Steve Ogden are leaving some big shoes to fill in the Texas legislature. I'm ready to be a strong conservative voice for Brazos County and for Texas A&M.
Let's send a proven conservative business leader to Austin. Rebecca Bainick for state representative. Political ad paid for by Texans for Rebecca Bainick. Larry Marriott Treasurer. TexansForRebecca.com.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, the most romantic musical in Broadway history, is fresh and contemporary once again. USA Today cheers. 4 stars. Gorgeous.
There is nothing like a day, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a day.
This breathtaking new production is based on the acclaimed Lincoln Center Theater production that won 7 Tony Awards and wins 1,000 hearts each night. Don't miss the production The Washington Post hails, the best revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein in a generation. An unabashedly beautiful score, says Newsweek. Variety raves, South Pacific is breathtaking, an outstanding achievement. There is nothing in the world like South Pacific.
MSC Opus presents South Pacific, November 14th and 15th in Rudder Auditorium. For tickets, call 845-1234.
8:39, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Through today, clouds and some occasional sun, fairly warm near 80. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm, especially west and north of us. Tonight could be a passing shower, 65 to 70. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms developing Tuesday. Some could be heavy with a high of 80. Showers ending Tuesday evening and then clearing, breezy and cooler overnight, a low near 50. We are cooler, drier on Wednesday. Sunshine, scattered clouds, 64 to 68. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
8:39. Going to make Ben come in here.
Are you?
Yeah, put on his headphones. And
yeah.
I've said this many times before. I don't know that I've said it on the radio necessarily. Certainly whenever we go out and do speaking engagements, one of the things I say is, I'm really glad that we have a general manager who's kind of a techno geek.
Mm-hmm. And what a very thoughtful way to put that.
Yeah,
it is a term of endearment.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But in that, he is willing to be on the cutting edge of some things because, you know, this is not a large radio station, and we are broadcasting in high definition. And there aren't a whole lot of stations and markets this size that do that. And obviously all the presence that we have on the Internet, it wouldn't happen if you had a general manager who sat around with his arms crossed going, I ain't doing that. That be told.
How much did we make last week?
Ben has a new toy.
Well, I have Siri.
Yeah. Okay, so go ahead.
That's right, because your iPhone came in last week.
Can we redo what you just did?
Well,
Oh.
Well, let's see. Let's talk to Siri.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I have that problem with women all the time.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Siri.
Your satisfaction is all the thanks I need.
I mean...
No, really. Thank you.
Why? Thanks.
Scott says, thank you. Also.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Neither do we.
Thank you also.
Yeah.
Stay on their mirror.
It's because
mirror
no one's ever heard Scott say thank you.
Yeah. Say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest face of all?
What's the capital of Oregon?
Checking my sources.
Okay.
try Eugene. Yeah. Eugene.
Says okay, here you go.
Okay.
Oh, it gave me, let's see, it says
it tells you, right.
Salem.
It's Salem?
That's correct.
Salem.
That's
right. Okay, one last one. What's the temperature in Colorado Springs, Colorado?
Just checking her sources.
Mm. It's 32 degrees right now in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Golly. See, it's going to get to the point where you won't have to interact with people at all.
Yeah, or know anything.
Why would you want to?
Yeah. Where is Jimmy Hoffa buried?
Oh, yeah, good. Here we go. Where is Jimmy Hoffa buried?
In the ground.
Sorry, I couldn't find any places matching Jimmy Hoffa buried.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
She's
all
right.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Check Giants Stadium.
Which Phil? Phil Shackelford.
Okay.
Oh. Field. No. No, that wasn't Phil.
Phil Shackelford's like, huh?
It's very clever about digging into my contacts list here. But it was great to be able to send a specialized email to you just
he
then.
Did. As I was sitting in here, he sent an email to me using, what's her name?
Siri. But see,
isn't that Tom Cruise's kid's name?
Yeah, probably. Siri.
Oh, okay. Siri.
Oh, course, Siri. Yeah. The thing is that even with an unusual name like Siri, you can't start your sentence with that because she thinks that that's part of the question. I would have made it so that you could invoke the program by using the name.
So
like they do on Star Trek, which is what I'm still hoping for. I want this thing Velcroed to my lapel so that I could tap this cotton-picking little button here, and it goes beep, beep, and I can talk to it. So how's it going today, Siri?
Sorry, I don't know where that is.
She needs more personality.
But you have to, she knows all this.
You have to shake your head and speak with a British accent for that to work. Well, that's amazing. So I'm sure. Now, when did you get this actually activated and working?
Why does that matter?
Ask Siri that.
You know who knows when he got it activated and working is his wife. I guarantee you, Lily said, I know exactly when
it happened. What time is it, Siri? So she won't know this.
The time is 8:43 a.m.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Siri, why do fools fall in love?
Why do fools fall in love?
I found this for you.
Oh, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
January 1956.
Of course, we should have known that.
Pretty clever.
All right. Well, that's
thing.
A fine little gadget there. All
anyway,
right,
I got it before I went out of town.
Yeah.
And as you know, one does not start anything with one's smartphone if you're like on a schedule.
Sure.
It needs to be an open-ended thing.
Yeah.
But it worked. I plugged it in, got it all. The pictures are all scattered. I can't find my grandbaby pictures anymore.
No.
But I will stumble into them.
It's going to become a crotchety old man soon. Hello.
Well, yeah.
Can you ask it how to destroy itself?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mm. Cruel listeners.
Just Breaks.
Bah humbug. Brake squeak.
During the holidays, Just Brakes will install new front and rear pads, machine rotors, and perform a brake safety and car maintenance check for $99.88.
Just $99.88? Do you gift wrap?
With our lifetime parts and labor warranty.
Front and rear pads gift wrapped in a lifetime warranty for $99.88? That's a holiday treat. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Most vehicles offer ends December 31st. Additional repairs at additional cost are required or suggested on most cars. See store for guarantee terms.
It's official. Bob Yancey's support for lower taxes, ending wasteful spending, and supporting free markets earns the backing of Texans for fiscal responsibility. The group says Bob Yancey will put innovative free market principles to work in Austin. cutting costs and making government more efficient. The Texas Alliance for Life PAC endorses Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey is backed by the Brazos County Farm Bureau and Bryan College Station Realtors. A constitutional conservative, Bob Yancey earned A ratings from the National Rifle Association of America Political Victory Fund and the Texas State Rifle Association PAC. Former Republican Chairman Roger Lewis and David Kent, former GOP County Judges Al Jones and Randy Sims, and former Bryan Mayor Marvin Tate and College Station Mayor Ron Sylvia all endorse Bob Yancey. Bob Yancey will defend the rights of Texans by standing up to Obama. Bob Yancey, conservative for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Yancey campaign.
847, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay, I'm going to try it. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's going to work, but activate self-destruct mode.
Sorry, I don't understand. Activate self-destruct mode.
See, it's actually an intelligent being. It refuses to destroy itself.
Yeah.
So our caller is just has misplaced anger issues.
Is Siri self-aware?
Siri, let's run the Turing test. What am I supposed to do here? What?
I'm just asking you.
Okay, did you ask her how she's feeling?
Okay, this is going to be embarrassing. The people at Apple are going to say, oh, great, another 12-year-old bought our phone. Okay, here we go. How are you feeling today?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
There you are.
Say howdy. Just howdy.
Howdy.
Hi.
Oh, my God!
Yeah!
I'm getting a little frightened here.
Oh, my!
It would be perfect. It would be perfect if it did a Royce Hickman. Hattie! Right back in. Okay.
Oh, boy.
There you are. I got it. Okay, boys, in the anachronism department today is Magazine Day. Remember magazines?
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah.
Remember what magazines used to be?
Yeah, I used to take a lot of them.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, you did. Yeah. And Ben said, I saw one on the airplane the other day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's Magazine Day.
Now you get magazines in the mail whether you take them or not.
Yeah. National Young Readers Week. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Oh, so I downloaded a book.
You did?
I did.
On what? I mean, just...
On an electronic device, you know, little...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hello?
Hello. Ask Siri where to find drugs.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh, all right. Huh. Yeah, Ben has left the room.
Yeah, Siri might know.
We'll do that a little bit later.
So anyway, you downloaded a book?
Yeah, I downloaded a book, and I'm, started reading it yesterday. So
what, on Jackie's iPad or what?
Yeah.
Okay. I see.
And how's that working out for you?
Well, it's okay. Yeah. It's fine, you know, and I'll sit down and read. I mean, just... trying to lay off the TV a little bit, just, you know, back off. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So,
I started the last available season of Mad Men. I'm not sure what I'm going to do once I finish it.
See, and actually what happened was I tried to get Chip to get me the book for nothing.
Yeah.
And he couldn't, so I decided, what the heck, I'll pay $13 and get it. So.
Can we know the name of the book? Or is that?
It's called West by West. It's the Jerry West book.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
A sports book.
Well, it's interesting.
Yeah,
I'd read a little snippet of it. I went, I think I want to read that. So, yeah. Congratulations to Miss Venezuela.
Oh, she's Miss World.
Ivian Sarkos, 21 years old, picked up the old Miss World crown yesterday in London. Hobbies include, Tom, do you know those?
No.
Oh, volleyball, mountaineering, and trekking. Trekking?
Call Ben back in there.
Yeah, really. 122 contestants at the pageant. Miss USA, can you name her? Can you even name Miss USA? See how horrible that is?
Her middle name is Sue, right?
Erin Cummins. Hmm. Now, what's Erin doing today? See, she's flying back, probably tourist.
Yeah, she didn't put on her makeup. She's
didn't get
her hair pulled back in a ponytail, sunglasses on.
Didn't cover up
chewing. She's chewing gum for the first time in a year.
Didn't cover up that zit. You
did
know,
not place in the top 20.
Oh, and she's mad, too.
U.S. Americans are feeling very badly about themselves
right now.
She's got
sponsors to answer to
when
she gets home.
Yes, she does.
Right, yeah.
Now she's going to have to go on back and go to Montana Technical School, finish up that degree in homemaking.
That's right.
Yeah. So we'll see. 19, yeah.
Yeah.
First runner-up was Miss Phillip.
Be a hostess for the recruits this Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First runner-up was Miss Philippines. Second runner-up was Miss Puerto Rico. There you go. That's the Miss World guy. I wonder who the host was for that. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Hmm.
All right, let me see.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, one more angle on this whole Kardashian thing, because, you know, we are all things Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Kris Jenner apparently suffering the bows and arrows of the Native American population after being on Good Morning America talking about her Indian giver remark last week when Chris asked if Kim would be giving her engagement ring back. Chris replied, "Well, I hate an Indian giver, don't you?" Well, obviously, the National Congress of American Indians were not happy. Not happy about this at all. Native American group, the leading executive director. See, his name is Jackie Patta, P-A-T-A. Doesn't it need to be like Silver Bear or something? I mean, doesn't it need to be like an Indian name? Anyway.
Oh, that's not racist at all, is it?
I'm just saying. Do you remember that quarterback?
Silver Bear? Really?
Do you remember the quarterback named Sonny?
Oh, my God.
What?
Go on.
Is that insensitive?
It's beyond insensitive.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
You immediately assume that everyone who is Native American has some name like, you know, Stands by the Creek or something like that. That is your immediate assumption. We might as well take it out to everyone who is of any particular race or ethnicity. And do you realize that if you did that, that would get us kicked off the air?
Oh.
I have children to feed, you moron.
Wow. Listen to you. I didn't. That
you
was
said
not a,
Standing by the Creek.
As an example, based on what he said. He said Silver Bear.
It's not a derogatory term.
It doesn't matter this day and time, does it?
No, it doesn't, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Anyway, Jackie says, in part.
All right, Chase flapping gums.
Where's the help wanted at?
The phrase Indian giver is
real estate.
That'll work well. The phrase Indian giver is wrong and hurtful. The cultural values of Native Americans are based on giving unconditional and empowering those around them instead of the cultural value is forgotten when negative stereotyping of Native people occurs.
So can we not say anything Indianish?
No,
I mean we can't name our sports teams that.
Nope.
I mean, you know.
Nope.
No, actually, you can. You can. What my point was that if you had taken that approach and used it to apply to certain minority groups, the hue and cry from that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, we could be in serious trouble.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Instead, it's Randolph Card Counter.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. While you're there, enjoy brand new signature treats like chocolate chip pie, toffee, and spiked pecans. Pick up a Royalty Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is the perfect gift. Royalty Pecan Farms is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6 on Highway 21 between Bryan and Caldwell, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop online at royaltypecans.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620. Whoop. One more.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
855, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hello?
Every white guy from Alabama is called Bubba.
Yeah, there you are. There you are. There's your stereotype right there.
Yeah, that's right.
Got that happening.
That's right. But none of them can fire anymore, you know.
Prince William and his new bride are set to leave their two-bedroom starter home.
Oh, they're moving on up,
yeah.
Are they really?
Upgrading to a larger apartment, one last occupied by Queen Elizabeth's late sister, Princess Margaret. They'll be doing that by the summer of 2013.
Oh, maybe like room for a nursery. Could there be a bun in the oven?
Well, it's 2013, so we got a little time yet.
Oh, yeah, okay. How long's the British gestational period?
Okay, well,
I believe they might be getting bubble wrap and crates together.
I didn't say a bun in the microwave.
The larger, grander apartment is actually the size of a small mansion and will be more appropriate for a couple who hope to have children and will need more space.
Small mansion. I live in a small mansion.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Don't we all?
Yeah,
really. A really very small
under the plans
mansion.
Released by the
a
palace.
A mansionette?
Yes. Prince Harry is also expected to move. He'll take over the small property that William and Kate.
Man, get the hand-me-downs
again. That's it,
again.
Golly. He's spending his life getting hand-me-downs.
Now he's not in line for the throne.
Yeah.
No.
Now he's getting, hand-me-downs.
Got the cast-offs going.
That's right.
Man.
Yeah. But he can still chase chicks, you know.
Well, he can do that.
Willie can't.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
Or he better not.
Just that whole deal, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because marriage has always kept monarchs from philandering.
Yes. New study has found relationships between men and women are changing radically as high-flying females find it increasingly difficult to marry successful men. Researchers have revealed that women's success in education and the workplace mean that they're having to trade down when it comes to finding a partner.
what's the problem, hon? We'll watch some football. Yeah, okay.
Historically, sociologists say women have looked for partners who were richer and better educated than themselves, but as they outperform men in earnings and promotion in the traditional model of the relationship, the men and the women are in fact trading places.
Gosh, I was looking for it. I couldn't even find it. And I found something that's not on YouTube. It's an old Saturday Night Live clip with John Lovitz from about 20 years ago when he talks about how there's increasing numbers of women, decreasing numbers of men. So, ladies, you're going to have to lower your standards.
Well, apparently dead on.
Yeah, prophetic, no less.
Well, what you hate is somebody like John Lovitz telling you you're going to have to lower
your standards. Yeah, well, I think that was a large part of the joke right there.
Oh, man.
Not like George Clooney staring at you.
Right. After his season 3 audition performance in 2004, Ricky Martin's She Bangs, William Hung became a viral hit, received a cult-like following, which led him to numerous talk show appearances, 3 studio albums, his primetime TV show on Fox. Now it appears he has made a career shift. He's working for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department as a technical crime analyst. He's like a TCA, CSI kind of dude, okay? Meaning he will analyze trends and patterns in crimes. There you go.
We'll see him doing a guest shot on CSI.
Yeah, that'll, as long as he doesn't sing, everything will be fine.
True. Okay.
On this date in history.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, I'll do it slowly. I'll do it slowly.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Franklin Roosevelt won an unprecedented fourth term of office, defeating Thomas Dewey in 1944.
Uh-huh.
1994, the student radio station at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill provided the world's first internet radio broadcast, WXYC, in 1994.
And who could connect?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you can do what? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's buffering again.
I was going to say that it buffer. Yeah, you got 15 seconds of audio that it buffers. What did I miss? And on this date in 2000, Hillary Rodham Clinton became the first lady to win public office, defeating Rick Lazio for the U.S. Senate seat in New York. Boy, if she had that to do over again.
Oh, man.
All right, you got a minute.
Puss in Boots, not choking on any fur balls. They're still number one at the box office.
What can be so fascinating about this? They could be number one for 2 weeks in a row.
Brought in another $33 million.
Chase, do you have anybody at your house who wants to see this?
Yes, and we just didn't have the chance to do it.
Okay.
But I think it's a laugh, you know.
And, yeah. And,